Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
No, I gotta order my pizza but right now. I got some.
Oh, Grudge World, how you doing this Friday, April 4th, 2014? Had a little technical difficulties, but we here. Hope you guys can hear me. This baby boy in the Cadillac Round Table Show. And we got some special things that we're going to do tonight before we start this show out. And give some love and support to the fellow racers and their families. So one of my special guests, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me out there?
I'm on the show?
Yeah, here you go,
yeah.
Cadillac.
Yeah, what's going on, baby boy?
Love, how's it going?
Hey, we just want to send our condolences. We found out this week we lost two comrades out here. We lost Jim Marino, and we lost Bobby Cole's son, Ding Ding. So we want to try to, you know, let the family know, man, our prayers are sent out to them, man, and let them know God is able. That's it. So what else happened, baby?
Man, just, you know, just chilling. It's been a long week, Cadillac. But we still here. We made it. We're on, I guess, the right side of the earth. So we still moving forward. I'm trying to, you know, promote this grudge racing and talking about grudge racing and fellowshipping. And so I'm here with you, brother, riding in this Cadillac on these 32s. We just left the car wash. We looking good.
But we're going to bring in Tanya right now and let her sing a song to the family. Tanya, are you there?
I am here. LaTanya is here.
How you doing? I appreciate you doing this for.
Oh, not a problem. My condolences to Jim Marino and Bobby Cole and family for the loss of their loved ones, loss of their loved ones from today. I just wanted to sing something just a little inspirational for the family. It's called "If the Lord Doesn't Do Anything Else, He's Already Done Enough."
Amen.
If the Lord never does anything else for me, He's done enough. Oh, Lord. If the Lord never does anything else for me, He's done enough. He's blessed me once, and He's blessed me twice. The Lord keeps on blessing me every day of my life. If the Lord never does anything else for me, He's done enough.
Blessings to the family and my deepest condolences.
All right, we appreciate that, Tanya. Hey, Reverend T., can you come in and give us a word of inspiration? Appreciate it.
Well, let us praise God. Let us thank God. For the Bible said, Paul talked to the churches, and he told the church of Philippi to seek their own soul salvation out with fear and tremble as unto the Lord. And he also said in the same breath, our loss is our gain in Christ Jesus. Though the Bible declared that yet we are born again and we have died in Christ, though the Bible talks about the resurrection, and my heart go out to the bereaved, these two families, my love, and that God would offer, when we heard of this down here, it was devastating to us. And I asked God the question, why? And the Holy Ghost took me to the scripture of Isaiah and told me, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper that is in the body of Christ. My love go out to the family. And as I close and conclude in prayer, dear Lord, Father God in heaven, we thank you. God, let the ministering angels go before these two families. God, we ask you to uphold them with your right hand. God, do a work in them. Give this family a peace that will surpass its understanding. Oh, God, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And God, we thank, look on these families. Touch the heart of these families. Every individual, we disclude neither. For Father, we come and we praise you as we will stand on one accord. Father, you said if any two or three are gathered in your name, there you stand in the midst. And God, we need you. We need your fellowship. We need your love. We need
your divine love.
We need that you will give us, Lord, to lift us. God, push this family higher. Bring them closer. Do it, Father, close-knit. God, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And to every listener, we pray that the anointing of God, the power of God, will fall on you as well. Not with the mindset of judgmental, but that out of love. For when Isaiah prophesied and told us, as a body of Christ, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. He said, whatever tongue rises up against us in the day of judgment, the Lord shall condemn it. For Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peaces is upon the Lord. And God, I'm asking you to heal the worries, the pain, the pressure, these things that the enemy has thrown. Father, as it was in the day of Job, Job said, well, God give it, and God take it away. Love you. God bless you. My heart go out to all of you all, those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God bless you, radio. Love you all. Appreciate you. And you all be blessed. That's our prayer here at Christ One Auto Body. We love you on behalf of the Apostle Hedden, the family of Monument of Faith. Our prayers be with you all. We love you, and we will be there to celebrate with you at the Homegoing on Saturday down in Memphis, Tennessee. God bless your heart. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Reverend. Appreciate that words of encouragement. I just want to thank Tanya, the young lady that was singing, and Reverend T, that was a good friend of the Bobby Cole family. So this is the Cadillac and Baby Boy Show. We just want to take a moment and just remember the family and let them know, man, our prayers are with them. So, wow. A heavy week, but God is able. If you got family, get out there and touch your family, man, because you never know how long it's going to be before you see them again. Get closer. Just reach out and touch. Go get something to eat with them and just wrap your arms around your kids, your mama, your daddy, your children, and just tell them you love them. Amen, amen, amen. All right, all right. Baby boy.
Go ahead, Cadillac.
Man, I want to tell y'all, thank y'all. We riding on. I just got the Cadillac out the shop. You see them on these new 32s shined up through the city. It's a little cloudy, but we riding a little high tonight and looking a little lower. We're going to go on through and start this thing off tonight. See how it go.
That's what's
so
up, Cadillac. That's what's
man,
up, man. Go ahead,
I
man.
Didn't hear you.
Go ahead.
No, I was
go
saying
ahead.
That I had a topic that I really wanted to touch on, and a couple of cats we were talking and wanted to know why is it when we go out of town, we draw on one another instead of sticking together and going after the other folks first. Why is it that we got to break the cycle? What can we do, I should say, to break that particular cycle, man? So I think that might be a good topic tonight. So if we got some folks out there, we had a little bit of communication problem early. Push the one button and let's see what we can do.
Well, on that topic, Cadillac, I feel that, you know, guys from the Midwest and the North, you know, and the Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, Michigan, I think we should stick together because we do a lot of traveling. A lot of them guys do a lot of traveling. Not me per se, but I know a lot of guys that, you know, Ground and Pound, Dunye, Chucky, a couple of more guys from Detroit, you know, do a lot of traveling. And, you know, I feel that due to that, I think as far as them guys traveling that far, I think them guys should stick together more so than drawn on one another, because I don't think that's healthy to the game for the Midwest, because everybody else stick together, so why we can't stick together? Why we always got a frown upon another and say he this? We gonna have way enough time to engage with the Midwest.
I think what it is, baby, you know. It's like this here, you know, if we can't race nobody else, I guess we just race ourselves. I don't know. It just seemed like some people, that was in Texas, they were speaking, man, y'all come up here, y'all go down on one another instead of trying to race us. We trying to figure out what's going on with that. We want some action.
And, you know, a couple other people was down in South Carolina. They were saying the same thing. So I said, I'll bring it to the forefront and see what kind of response we can get on it up here and see what, you know, what's really cooking with it. So I'm seeing if we can open up these phone lines and see who on the line and see if they got a comment on it at the table here. Hey, Kevin, can you open the phone lines up and see who we got?
What's up, Cadillac baby boy, Dick Will?
Hey,
what's going
Dick Will,
on,
what's
Will?
Going on?
How you doing? It's East this evening.
All right, all right. Hey, man, why we draw on each other is part of unfinished business. You know, we be wanting to race, and when we get down there, hell, we got to race each other. There's nobody down there doing nothing. And believe me,
yeah.
Believe me, those guys are jealous how well we do stick together. You know, we go down there and we got some targets, we get down. But them guys always talk about how, you know, up north stick together. So don't take it like that because, you know, sometimes we just got some unfinished business. So we take care of it somewhere else. But overall, we stick together, believe me.
Well,
yeah, well,
listen,
you know, like I say, I wasn't taking it like that, but it's like everybody I talked to out of town, because I knew quite a few guys, it was like, man, it seems like y'all guys at war with one another. We want to get down, but y'all want to race each other. So I can't really talk on it because I wasn't there. So I say, you know what, I'm going to bring that to the forefront and see what, you know, what the outcome is on it. I think we stick together, but, you know, other folks, they don't see that. So I'm saying,
yeah, okay,
what is it we can do to make them see? I don't know.
Yeah, well, them guys think we stick together tighter than anybody. So, but I understand. But, you know, in grudge racing, it starts at home, so, you know, it's always some fighting going on at home. It's just part of the game, that's all.
And that's the response I was gonna say, Big Will. I was gonna say it's part of keeping your house clean, and that was the house clean check to make sure the maids and whoever live there, if you have enough money to have maids or whatever, whoever live there, keep their house clean. So when you do go places and stuff like that, we represent to the fullest, far as Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, Michigan, all the Midwest guys, you know, that's out here that's doing some heavy grudge racing. That's only that's just a little reality check. That's all.
Right, right, right. You know, that's how we come up with the Tates and Donyes and Skins and Three Lug and Leon and them. We know who the hard hitters is, so.
Yeah,
you know,
we got to do what the hitters do.
That's right.
Hey, that's my song, My Hitters, My Hitters. That's what I'm talking about.
My Hitters. There you go.
Hey, Unc, Big Will, I want to just let you know how this Cadillac looking to you on these 32s. Now, man, I put these new wheels on, baby. We coming through. We riding pretty good, ain't we?
Well, man, riding on them things. That's our new slogan up in here. We riding on them things. Welcome to the Cadillac Show.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. These 32s, baby, we done left the ground a little bit more, trying to reach higher, trying to get higher, baby.
Man, we're going to need a ladder to
real,
get in that
keep
bad.
It going.
We're going to need a ladder to get in that bad boy sooner or later, God dang.
Hey.
How tall this thing is, I ain't no real tall guy. I'm gonna need an elevator or escalator.
Hey, baby boy. Baby boy, stay off the escalator, God dang it. That train might come behind you.
Hey, man. Hey, the ESV got, hey, no, one no, thing no, about no. this V, it got plenty room, baby. It got plenty room.
You know how we do it.
Set the table up and play some cards and do what we do up here. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Stokes, jump and tell, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, Stoke?
This ain't Stoke.
Going on with the Stokes?
Man, this ain't Stoke. Batman and Robin, what y'all talking about?
Man, what you talking about, man?
It's Cal City Cal.
What's going on, Cal City Cal?
Man, they say you Stoke with somebody, man.
I'm going to call y'all
Batman and
Robin.
No disrespect. Batman and Robin, man, we tagging the team, baby. We trying to get ready, man. It's time to go down on it, man. Trying to see why we step on one another at everybody track and trying to get at one another instead of getting at them people. I'm trying to figure out, is that a myth or is that real or what is it? That because it was brought to my attention. I say, I'm going to address it, see what I come up with on my show.
I don't know. That's a question for maybe them brothers that traveled a little bit more than me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Every time I went down there, they seemed like they engaged.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of guys. They said that we seemed like we just got a thing for one another. We come out of town just to race one another. So, you know. Like I say, I ain't really been out of town like that, so I can't really say. So hope someone's out there listening, they can bring it to the table, man, and we can go at it, you know?
Sometimes we put on a show. We done traveled out of town, and we had to end up racing each other, putting on a show for them. So it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, they just scared when we go down there. We went to Detroit one time, and hell, we raced each other because nobody was down there was doing nothing.
Yeah, well. You know, hey, like I say, you gotta have a good track, man. Have a good lock in. Don't think I do have some good lock in. So when you get there, man, you got your guy, and y'all go hit them up. You know what I'm saying? See who look good, who look like they can get down, and we gonna go at it. That's what I say. But everybody got their own way. So what else happening with you, Cal City?
Nothing over here. Working on the Chevy. Try and make it look pretty.
Wait a minute, hold on. You working on a what?
Working on the Chevy.
Man, you get baptized, boy. You all right? You all right, boy?
I knew he was all right all the time.
Boy, I'm about to get you that bow tie hat so you can wear it now, boy. Hey, put it on the side of that Chrysler. All right, you good people, man. You good people.
They had to get a Mopar guy to work on it, though.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, well, that means you're versatile. That's a good look. That's a good look.
Right.
Ain't that wrong being versatile?
Nobody knocking your skills, Cal.
I'm just messing around. No, I like everything, man. I am over here working on a car.
Hey, man, that's a good thing, man. You got anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm just listening in.
You just listening in? All right, man. We appreciate you pushing
hey,
it one, man.
Hey, Cal City, can I ask you a question? This baby boy, man.
Yeah.
You ain't got that camera while you fixing that car, do you?
The camera?
Yeah, you should have had a camera to let people know what type of work you do.
No, I don't need that. I don't do this for a living. I just do it here and there. You know, I got another job that I do every day for a living, but I just do stuff for myself and maybe for a few select people. That's all.
Well, he was saying it like this here, Cal. We can't believe you working on the Chevy. That's all.
We need to put that on tape
and document that.
Right.
On Chevys, Fords, whatever come this way.
Whatever come that way, I bet that, man. We're going to have to come your way and make sure you working on what you say you working on. Let me see what you know how to do. You putting in some spark plugs, what you doing exactly? Or is that a secret project?
No, a little bit of painting, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing, man. Appreciate you tuning in to the show, man. We're going to roll on and see who else out there.
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing out there?
What's going on, brother?
This is Rob.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
this is off the subject. It was something that Smooth said yesterday that have been on my head. You know, and what struck it was when you guys said go out of town, going against each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scary to me. It's the fact that you can go out of town and try to engage with somebody, and they don't want to pay, so they show their peace to you, so they won't have to pay you or, you know, try to strong arm you on a race that they didn't win or they lost. You know, and it's kind of disturbing because, man. You going to have some fun and enjoy yourself out of town to engage with other people with, you know what I'm saying, with your stuff. And then you go there, you got to worry about going to the, you know, going to get your money, and then you would behind some car and dude pull a gun on you and take, you know, I'm telling you, hey, I'm not giving you nothing.
No. And see, that, well, that's a time that we kind of live in, and it, we, some places it do exist, but I guess you have to take on who you race, you know, and now that's a way out question. Then I've never had that to happen, so I don't know.
Hey, Tarak, you wasn't on the show yesterday. You wasn't on the show yesterday.
No, I was in church yesterday.
I agreed upon, but there's a lot of things that I didn't agree upon as far as the fact that I don't know, the guy who went down to Mandrell's race, he said that he locked in $100. He was trying to lock in $100 with the guy, and the guy was like, "Nah, we can lock the whole thing in right then and there." So he's like, "Okay, forget it. I'm gonna lock it in right here." So he said they got in the water. They come out the water, so they staged and they pre-staged. So his nitrous wasn't working, and by his nitrous not being working, he got off the line. Now, matter of fact, I don't know. Yeah, matter of fact, he got off the line, and when he got off the line, he tried to get his lockup money. He tried to get the $600 that they locked in. So the young guy, I guess he knew the racing or what have you. He was like, "Well, I ain't gonna pay you nothing because my car want this and my car want that." And I just feel that when you dealing with people out of the state and stuff like that, I feel that you put yourself at risk. You put yourself at risk when you by yourself and you don't know people as far as that aspect, because if I had a race car and I took my car and I'm trying to engage with somebody, I'm gonna either know somebody that knows something about it or don't even get involved with it, because that's the underlay for the play. Because you putting yourself, you being vulnerable to their tactics.
Well, baby boy, you got it pretty much right. But see, also maybe you ain't hear, he knew people. You know, this is a guy who goes around racing all the time, talking about smooth. He know people everywhere. He didn't know enough. He didn't know the strong arm people, but he knew people. But like you said, it's sign of the time. You know, most of the time, you know, that doesn't happen a lot. You don't hear it a lot, but it happens. It's just like walking out your door and getting robbed. It happens, you know. But you need to be careful. We need to stay on top of it. And if you can bring some people, the more the merrier, you know. But
yeah, you're absolutely
happens.
Right.
It just happened. It's part of the game. It's part of the game.
Because I thought about going out there, because I'm like street car racing. Okay, I would try. I wouldn't mind going out there next year trying it, because you see it on the videos. You see all these street cars out there. You're like, man, this is cool. But then when the man come back and say this is what happened to him, you'd be like, well, damn, I don't even know if I want to go into that event. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I want to even deal with that.
It's the same thing like going out to a club. You see a club popping, then you hear what happened there. I mean, it's part of the game. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen, that's all.
But it also makes you think, too, Will, that, okay, for future reference, tell you what, when we pay out, we're going to pay out in front of everybody. If you don't feel you should get paid, I dare you draw that thing in front of everybody. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now you're on Front Street. What type of guy you are. I don't think you do it then.
Right, now I'm going along with that.
With that, I don't mean to cut you off, guy. Like, with that, were you dealing with a lot of young guys just getting into the game, and they got a couple out, they don't understand certain things about grudge racing. So I think that was what he was saying last night about him not being knowledgeable about the situation, that he had to go to two other people and tell them, well, you lost that money, you have to pay up. And he like, no, well, I ain't got to pay up. I ain't got to pay up nothing and this and that. Now you messing with some humbug. Grudge racing and racing ain't about humbugging. It's about having a good time and fellowshipping and getting the job done. Who kind of fastest? If I think I can beat you, why not? But the humbug, when you, like you say, you got the new generation of people, you, new generation of racers that's coming around the girls' games because it's, how should I put it, attractive to them. They want to be a part of something. But they don't know the rules in it.
See, a lot of times people take things in the wrong way. It's just like the word of locking in. See, lock in was supposed to be on the tip of making sure that you race. That was the half, the little money you put up front to lock in. But a lot of people use the term lock that in, and they're talking about betting. See, I believe, now I don't know the other guy, I don't know if he was just straight flim-flamming, but he could have been just talking about, okay, lock in, put up the money. We can bet right now. That's what he, to me, he might have been saying, you know, let's put up all the money. Let's just bet. And if you just betting that 600, and my car don't run, you don't win the bet because we didn't race. Now, I'm taking on maybe his terms. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that could be what he looked at, you know, because people use the word locked in, just, you know, just throwing it out there when really, you know, when you locked in, that's if you don't race, then you lose that locked in money, that lock up money. So it's just different terminology, and you like to. They were stressing. You got to be careful what you say and what the other guys say. Make sure all the rules and regulations are, you know, clear.
Well, I think that, you know, really it takes a good person to – sometimes you might have to explain it to some people to understand what you're trying to do and make sure that they understand the new terminology of racing, being in the grudge game. Because a lot of folks, like the other guy said, they don't understand. They think it's one thing, but you have to be knowledgeable and to explain before you engage. Because one guy, if he think he got the bus, he think he can leave when he want to. But no, if we going by track rules, you got to wait until the light come down unless you stipulate that. When I cut that second bulb on and I got so many seconds to leave, then it's a race. I don't have to wait for the two green lights to come on. See, a lot of guys, they go something. Well, I wait for the lights to come down, and when them green lights flash, then I'm ready to go. No, you have to stipulate. See, it's not like it used to be. The stiffs has changed so much, and when you go to a new place and you racing somebody that don't know you and you don't know them, thing I would say is to put it in the front of the track and set the rules up, and they understand, and you got your man there, and they got their man there, and you hold your money, and they hold their money, unless you have a VP guy. You understand what I'm saying? That understands that, who can be neutral and be fair. And that way, then you will stop a whole lot. You have to watch who you racing. You understand? So it's just watching. It's like watching a car. If you watch this car and you see how that car moves, you think you can get away, you go get at him. But if you don't think you can get away, you won't mess with it. So, you know, it's so many different stiffs and everything. You just got to know the game. That's all it is. You got to do your own homework. I can't do your homework for you.
You have to
and
remember
beat you
the game
at the
is
same
funky.
Time. The game is to funky, be sold, not told.
There you go.
It's fast. That's it, man. That's how it go. It's just like in the game of life, man. Hey, it's like if you see a bad car out there, that car don't come to you. You got to go get it. If you see a bad woman or you see some rims, it don't come to you. You got to go get it, and you got to have game to get it. If you got that cheddar, that cash, that money, that moolah, you can grab it. But, you know, everybody got their own remedy and their own point. Some people, you think they smart, but they ain't smart. It's not that they smart. They not smart book sense. They just not streetwise sense smart. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So that's how come it's the game. You want to get in the game? Come on, let's play. But I'm going to stiff you the way that I know I'm going to get paid.
Ding dong.
Everybody don't know about the bus.
Ding dong.
Ding
dong.
Come on in, click, click. Come on, click,
click. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, Jake? What's going on, Reverend Jake? What's
ain't
up,
it
dope?
Man? Ain't it man? Church is in
man,
the house.
And ding dong to the tick tock to the clock stop, baby. We on and running.
Ain't it man? I heard we riding 32s today, baby.
We on 32s, baby. I just got them out the rim shot, got it shined up, man. Man, I got it jammed up, man. Man, we covered two men in town. All eyes on us, baby. You know how we
do. Oh, man. Well, listen, man, I'm going to lay back in the cut, man. I'm out here on this in this truck pulling these doubles, man, getting ready to drop these cars off to these dealers, and I'm going to sit back and listen to the Cadillac show.
All right, man, do your thing, baby. We got you.
Ain't it, man?
What's up, Reverend?
Oh, man, I can't call it, baby. I can't call it, man. Going back and forth to this auction. Got dog it. I'm tired now. This is the last run.
All right, Jay. Hey, man, open up Sleepy Mike.
Gentlemen, what's going on this evening? Cadillac, Cousin Will,
thanks,
baby, everybody else.
Hey,
what's up, Mark?
How you feel, man? Just sitting back, listening, enjoying the show, supporting my partner.
Man, appreciate
brother.
That, Big Mark.
We appreciate the support.
Yeah,
your mic is open.
Did I hear
Sleepy
get on?
Yeah, who we speaking with?
I heard him say Sleepy.
Sleepy, come on in, Sleepy.
Is he asleep?
That my
man, wake up, Sleepy. Wake up, man.
I need to turn to that. Turn the light now. I'll show you if I'm sleeping or not. Baby, man.
What's up, Sleepy?
What's going on, man? What's going on, Big Mike? What's going on, Cadillac?
Hey, what's Sleepy,
up,
what's
Sleepy,
up, man?
What's going on, baby?
Pitching you riding through town on them 32s, man. Looking up at you. I had to get my binoculars out.
Hey, you see me coming through with that white, don't you, baby? You can't miss me.
Yes, sir.
That's
sir.
How,
what's
how the
going
light
on,
comes
right?
through the city, man. Ain't nothing happening, man. We just having a little conversation at the round table about a little this, a little that, man. See what's going on. Let's talk
ain't nothing
about,
wrong with it, man, but my comment about this, about my fellow graduates is going out of town up from the North Virginia job. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Sometimes you have to leave town. Y'all will get long summers like we get down here, man. So you got to, like Big Will say, you got to do that unfinished business in another state. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, I say I bring it to the phone because, you know, I had a big conversation with folks. They was like, man, we don't understand y'all. Like, we scared. I said, we ain't scared of y'all, man. You know, man, y'all ain't trying to do nothing. We going to, if he there, I'm there. Hey, man, you stick to the side. Let me get him. If I ain't got no action, you can get right there in the room.
That's why they know that, man. That's why they call the graduates.
That
don't mean that. You can't go out of town and graduate.
That's me when we could be the best of friends, but when we get in them lights, I ain't got no friends. I'm trying to get that beat that white line. I cut
that's
the
right,
jump, you don't
right.
try to do it. I done did my job.
You are. Right.
You know, hey, I said I just bring that to the table, man, see what's going down, man, see what y'all think about it, see if I was on the right page, did I tell them the right thing.
You tell me, like, man, jump in. You know, we ride up and down. Well, I'm not up there now. Down here, but you know, we ride where we up there. It don't make no difference what we're in. If we go get down, we go get down, whether we're in the north, south, east, or west. That's it, baby. That's all I'm saying. I had a couple of guys from the north, from the east, west coast talking this, talking that, like, wait a minute, but dude, we're going to go at it. That's just how we do. We don't have weather like y'all. If I have to see you at the same place. And you at the same place and nobody ain't biting, come on. I ain't got
that's
no
right,
that's
right.
Them lights. That's what I
said. It ain't 10 minutes, that's business. Ain't nobody got that.
That's it, baby. Just come on. If you don't
want
to do that,
let's
get on
these streets. Let me get back on me. Hey, Big Will, how you out there, baby? You always looking out for me, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to look back.
Hey, man,
I
appreciate you tuning
show,
in,
man.
Baby. All right, man, appreciate you, man. Next caller, come on in. See what's going down. Hey, who else out there on the button?
I don't think they're putting their hand on the button, Coach. We got a good topic tonight. I just feel like, you know, a lot of guys, you know, need to stick together, especially from the Midwest. We need to stick together, man. Detroit, stand up. Chicago, stand up. Indiana, stand up. Michigan, Wisconsin, everybody stand up, man, from the Midwest. We need to stand up and support one another, man, on these shows, when we go to the track, all of that, man, whatever. Some guys need, Drag said a lot. Drag said, he says it a lot. And I got a whole lot of respect for Big Drag, because I saw Drag help people with their cars, and if he got a car there, if he don't have a car there, I saw Drag be breathing the slaughterhouse mop, helping people, man, you know. So, you know, wherever they from, you know, that man always help people, man. So if we from the same neighborhood and the same house, man, let's help one another, you know. Stick together.
Well,
Yeah, we got a little downtime. I want to bring up an old topic. I mean, what's going on with you and Kale? What's happening with that?
Oh, shit.
What's going on with what?
Oh, shit. You and Kale.
Me and Kale.
Yeah.
Man, me and Kale, we good, man. I ain't got nothing against Kale, man. I got love. That's still my brother,
him.
Man.
I ain't talking about what's against him. I ain't trying to go there. I'm talking about how we're going to play this round table on these things or what.
Who is this? Big Will. This Big Will. Oh, okay. Well, Big Will, I feel like this here, man. Like I told him, man. He said that he discovered the table, whatever. It's like this. I won't use the round. I use the table, man. That's it, bro. We just having a good discussion and keep it moving, man. We gonna get into that. We leave that alone, man.
I ain't got time for negativity. Right, I agree with you. The only reason I said it because a minute ago you just said it. You just said the round.
Yeah, I said the table. I said table.
No, you didn't.
You said round.
You said round. Well, you know what? If I said round, I'm sorry. Hey, bro, I'm trying to keep it real. That's all, bro. Hey, that's the only reason I commented on it. I'm trying to lead a round out of it, okay?
That's the only reason I commented on it, right?
Okay.
Only reason I come in, we ain't trying to fight at you. We just trying to keep it clean, man. That's all.
Well, I kept it clean, man. I didn't know it was no big thing about it until that night. I happened to be supporting the show. That's all. So,
okay.
Hey, the table, man. The tape. Or you know what? We'll just keep it moving. That's all. If I say something, you know, that say put round the R in and let me know, man. That's it, man. That's all.
Hey, Big Will.
Yeah.
Hey, this Shake and Bake. What up, Cadillac Joe?
Hey, what's up, Shake and Bake?
Baby boy, y'all fellas all right?
Yeah,
how
everything
good, man.
Okay, on that subject, man, I talked to Teo. He do not have a problem with you using the word round table on the show. That didn't have anything to do with it. He's cool with that. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with him a little while ago. So it ain't like you can bite your tongue. You can use it. He don't have a problem with it. Everybody can use the round table. Like I said, it was something a lot deeper than that. It wasn't really the round table that pissed him off. And,
he should have called me up
and he told me that he don't have no problems with you, Cadillac Joe, or you using the round table.
Hey, Shake and Bake. Can you do me a favor, man? Hey, man, get him on the phone, man. Tell my brother get on the phone, man.
Okay, I'll call him.
Tell him to come on the phone, man.
Let me see if I can locate him, because sometimes he had that baseball thing with the kid.
All right. Just tell him to stick his head in for a minute, man.
All right.
Hey, Batman and Robin.
Terry T, what you talking about, Terry T? What's happening?
Hey, why don't you tell us about this grudging playoffs that you guys got, that grudging got going on?
Hey, man, the grudging playoff, man, I really don't know too much about it. It sounds like it's going to be interesting. It's going to be quite a challenge.
It sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Well, I think.
How do you enter this playoff?
Terry, this is what I think.
I think motherfucking playoffs, man.
I think this shit about grudge, ain't nobody putting no money on the line.
Ain't no fucking playoffs.
I think, me personally, that if a person, guess what they do it, they start doing it, what is it, grudge, class racing, or is it grudge racing? We promote grudge racing. We're not promoting
racing shootout.
It's class racing, man. And I feel though, if you got 200 cars or 500 cars and all this old stuff, y'all should start using it. They should start using the point system to where the fastest man at the end of the most points at the end of the that's class racing. They should do that.
Yeah, that's class racing.
Ain't no grudge
racing. They got to deal
with
points. That's class racing, man.
Exactly.
That's class racing.
Grudge racing deal with cash, man.
Well, that's what grudge racing coming to.
Grudge racing deal with cash, not points. You heard me.
Well, that's what grudge racing turned into, class racing anyway. Because y'all ain't engaging with each other.
Well,
Hey, Cadillac Joe, let's shake and bite.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I got Tay on the other line.
Hey, what's going on? Come on in.
What's going on, Cadillac? How you
man,
doing,
you what's happening, Tay?
Hey, listen, man. Last week I was, you know me, I was me, my big ass mouth and everything. But you know I got nothing but mad love for you, right?
I understand, baby. I got love for you, man. Man, that's how we do over here on this channel, man. We show love and fellowship, and brother. That's all, man. You understand what's going to happen sometimes. We don't be on that medication, right? We ain't get it right, though. Lady, they act right. We take it off on everybody. Like, I guess, you know.
Nah.
You know, hey, we going to just keep it moving with it, man. I'm glad you tuned in, man. Came on the show. Do what you do, man. You
nah,
got
I
the
just,
flow.
You know, Shake went ahead and filled me in a little bit before I came on, man. Hey, listen, all that stuff, you do your show how you do it, baby. Don't you worry about you. You're doing a great job. You know what I mean? You're doing an outstanding job. You run your show how you run it. Don't change for nobody. Okay? You got the right to say whatever you want to say on your show, and don't let nobody tell you nothing different.
Well, I appreciate that, man, but you know what, man? It's like this here. We all get along, man. We all fall short sometimes. But the thing about it, we all get up, dust it off, and it's another day, and we still got love for one another.
Amen
no
to that. Yes, me too. And,
you understand?
And K.O., I'm going to listen to your show tomorrow, this baby boy. I always call your show, and I support you. Sometimes I press the one button and I talk, but sometimes I be listening to the topics you have going on. You got very good topics. And I'm going to support you also, brother. And I really do appreciate that, you know, for the phone call and the love, bro.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, I would have called in a little sooner, guys. I had a baseball game today. We just got done. I just love running up on these schools and I just can't stop. So, but, you know, I wanted to get in earlier because I wanted to, you know, get a lot of this stuff cleared up. And you know what? The one thing I want to say that everybody that actually called in last week, I just want to say thank you because, you know, those are all my friends that they do what they can to try to keep you on the right track. And I got no anger with anybody. To me, everybody's got an opinion. And ain't nothing wrong with having an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Cadillac?
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
But,
that's
mean,
right.
It's all good. It's all for the better good. It ain't. It's not to hurt nobody. You know what I mean? So, it's mad and upset as I was, I must have listened to my show about five or six times, and every time I heard something different. You know, and it was just like. But with the anger, there's some love in that room, too. And that's why I'm glad I have friends like this.
Oh, ain't no doubt, man.
This stuff.
And, you know, it's like this here, K.O., man. The main thing I want to come out this show right tonight, man, for you and Kel to get whatever y'all got disagreement, bro, real talk, man, y'all get together and make love, man. We don't need no war on these channels, man. We don't need none of that. Hey, Kevin. Where Kevin at? Get Kevin in here. We're going to have a family affair right now. We're going to take a statement identification.
That still may take a little bit more time than everything else. You know, right now.
Hey.
But you know what? Hey, baby step.
Hey,
Hey, Cadillac, what is that, a Chi-Town intervention you're trying to put down?
Hey, man, that's how Cadillac roll, baby. I got love on this station, man. Ain't got no wall, man. Hey, it might take a little time, KO, but you know what? It's the first step is tonight, man. That's it. It's healed, man. You just got to get with him and whatever y'all got, man. That's all. Y'all can clean that up, man. I don't think it's that deep, man. It's just two brothers need to get the testosterone down a little bit and roll with it. That's all.
That's all. That's good.
Hey, that's what real men do. That's all.
And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Fellowshipping, man.
Hey.
I ain't got no beef with you, man. And I hope you ain't got none with me, brother. You got love around here.
Absolutely none. And you know what? I think out of everything, the lesson I think I learned out of it. Now, man, I hope I'm not bringing down your show or nothing, man. No, man.
Go ahead on, man. This is how we talk, man. We talk so everybody can understand. We ain't at the top of the voice like, we ain't like that. We got that mellow tone.
I think what I learned from the whole thing is how to separate personal from the show.
That's it.
But, you know, for me, it was just something I felt backed up into a corner and was just kind of, you know, a little shell shock about things. You know, a few things, not just, it wasn't just that. You know, that to me, it's all pretty petty. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I don't want to put out on the air anymore. As far as I'm concerned, you know, that subject is I don't want to say put to rest, but there's other ways of doing it other than on the air.
Yeah, sometimes. But that's good, though. Sometimes we have to get things off our chest and lay them out there on the table, and that's what friends are for, to help us sort it out and get through it. And I can tell you had much love for a lot of people, and a lot of people had much love for you, Tao, because they call in, they put their 2 cents in. Maybe some of them wasn't on the right page, but they still tried, and they stuck their 2 cents in and tried to help.
That's just with people being concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all good to me, man.
And that's what I like about these talk shows, man. We can talk about racing. We can put this stuff on the table and air it out, and then we can go out and race and have a nice time. Even when it comes to personal things, sometimes we got to put it on the table and talk
right,
about them. We found
it. It's like I say, Tao. It's like this here. We all are men. We're just all men. Sometimes we have to like bite down and say I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that kind of eats at us because we got an ego. But sometimes you got to let that ego go, man. Because see, I used to be that cat, man. I just share a little bit. See, I'm deeply into the church and I love the Lord, man. So I had to learn how to love my fellow man. You know, man, that's kind of hard when somebody's tugging at you. But you got being in this game that I like. You got to have tough skin. But you find out some days you ain't got tough skin. Can you still take it on the chin? So sometimes I take it, sometimes you can't. But you know what you got to do? You got to come in and say, "Hey, man, look at here. I'm sorry," and go at it and go ahead and on about that. That's it. That's the man. That's just who you are. So that's the man that I became. I can apologize and put something out. Hey, it don't make me a weak cat. It just makes me a cat like, man, I appreciate life because, dude, you could not be here. Just for something that simple that don't mean nothing. And as you look back on it, one, if you had to get into it to bigger than what it was and you didn't get a chance to listen back and see that you were wrong. You know what I'm saying? That didn't have to go that way. So we all as men, we learn in this life to grow. See, you got to learn to grow in life. If you don't grow in life, you ain't doing nothing. You can be 50 years old and you ain't learned that, something wrong with your page, brother. You understand? You gotta know how to love your family, know how to love your woman, know how to love your kids. It goes down the line, your family. You understand? You people that's not really your family, but they're your family. If you see them at the track and we in this grudge world,
and we on this radio, if we see one another, we might not know one another by face, but if we go out and we see the videos, oh, that's dude right there. Okay, man, I see him. I'm going, hey, brother, how you doing, man? I'm kind of like blah, blah. Oh, man, that's good to meet you. We all want to have a pleasant atmosphere and show one another love with embrace, bro. That's all I'm trying to do, keep it moving just like that and show love, bro.
And that's what it's about, Cadillac. You just said it, man. Fellowshipping, man. It's called fellowshipping. There's a couple of guys on the radio station I don't know. So my thing is this here. So I'm going to introduce myself. Oh, that's Baby Boy. Oh, hey, how you doing, Baby Boy? It's nice to meet you. You know, like I say, you know, you go places and stuff like that. You in my town, I'm in your town. I can show you some love, blow the horn and say, hey, man, how you doing? What's wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
Yeah, because, you know, like I say, real men don't hold grudges, dog. Oh. They don't keep grudges. See, if you hold a grudge against somebody, dude, and it's deep like that, man, you need to get it off your chest and leave them alone. You understand? And don't be around it, you know. That's what I learned. I got cats, man, whatever. Still got love. I don't hate on nobody, dog. Man, life is too short. I got things I want to do. Like they want to got things they want to do. Families is too short. People leaving here too fast, brother. You don't know when the light going to go out on this small planet. Just show one of your brothers love, man. That's all. Shake their hand, put it down, and keep it moving. That's it, brothers. So, man, that's the Cadillac way, man. We up in this Escalade, man, ride on these. Hey, K.O., I got 32s. Nah, baby, I graduated. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm rolling in the seat, man. I'm clean on the scene, baby. You understand what I'm saying?
Make sure when everybody gets in and out of the Escalade, they shut the door quick because you don't want that heat getting out.
Hey, it ain't no doubt, man.
32,
baby. We up in the air, baby. That's how we ride.
You got to push him out. We can't let that heat get out.
Hey, he ain't going to go out. He ain't going nowhere. Ride right with us, man. We up top now. Hey, let the show go on. So, like I say, man, you and K, man. Let me see how I get K on the line real quick. Y'all say hello. Then later on, y'all do what y'all do. Hey, K, you on the line. Come in. Kevin.
Hey, Cadillac Joe.
I'm here.
Hey, K, I got K on the phone, man, and Shake and Bake, man, and the fellas, the brothers out here on the land, man. We out here in the Cadillac standing around, man. We just waiting for you to make your appearance, man. We got some love for you. K.O., take it away.
No, I just want to say what's up, man. That's it. All right, keep it short and sweet.
No, team, we good. Don't worry about it. We good. You are brothers from another mother. You know that.
Hey, man, can we get a woo, woo, woo on that, fellas? Come on now. Woo, woo. I can't hear y'all. Where y'all at? Hey, man, y'all gonna leave the Cadillac out here by itself. I'm standing out here on the truck, and y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Woo, woo, woo.
So we ain't getting out.
We know dumb stuff over here.
Hey guys, why are you guys? Why is these grudge racers trying to get more into class racing now?
Well,
I don't think it's a class racing guy. What they're trying to do, just like it, just about all the grudge race shows, there's a shootout thing. And that's what it is. It's just part of the grudge race show. It's going to be a shootout that contains 200 cars at first. That's all. It's one big shootout, and it goes down. But it's going to be a grudge race show. It's just going to be a shootout that starts from the top. That's all. It's not trying to class race. They've been having shootouts at all the grudge races anyway. That helps keep the time moving, helps keep the show going. You know, grudge race take all day long for 3-4 grudge races going. So they had a shootout. That's all this is a big shootout.
And like, now they're supposed to have it three events, right? And the third one is where the money comes in, right?
Not necessarily. They said that, you know, okay. It depends on how
how far it goes down, you know, how far the ladder takes you down. So they thinking about it starting off with 200 cars, then 80 cars, then it's see, you know, where that 80 take you to. So
okay. Now, Big Will, let me ask you this here. Is it a fee to go with this here? Do we have to pay some type of
entry
for this?
Entry fee is free. It's free to enter.
Okay.
To enter. So, it could be pretty good. You know, I started off not too much caring for it either, but I've been listening at the guys and what how they're running it down. It might be pretty interesting. So, you know, let's not knock it until we see how it go. You know, if you don't want to join, if you don't like it, all you do is turn the page, keep it moving. You know, let's not knock what you know, don't make no difference to you, no way. You know, you got your own grudge tie, your own grudge world, do your thing. Somebody else trying to do something, let's not hate on it, especially before it's too cold.
Never hate on it, never. Brother trying to do something, let it get
that's
far.
That's all.
Now,
somebody
the
tire
size is 28 and 29s, right?
Yeah, 28, 29. Terry on the line,
right.
He can explain all of it to you. He know the whole list.
Okay.
Now, where is this taking place at?
Terry, it's on you. I don't know where Terry at, but somebody get on the show in a few minutes and tell you all about it. I don't know exactly where, but I think it ends up at go ahead.
They supposed to name the tracks, I think, this week, next week, I think.
Right.
Because they had to put the tracks together.
Right. It's 20 tracks, so that's a lot to try to organize and put together. So it's going to be pretty.
I got a quick question on it. Because I've been listening to it too, and I'm just curious. If you got 200 cars racing for a shootout, who's grudge racing?
Hey, you got a good point there, Tail.
Come on, man.
I mean,
it's the people.
I'm not trying to hate.
At every track, there's a shootout going on anyway. So some of the guys in the shootout is grudge racing, some of them not. But it's more people come to the track. It's going to be 16, 20 cars at the shootout, and the rest of the field is grudge racing. So, you know, it happens at every track all the time anyway.
Oh, 200 cars
like Will, from a fan's point of view, it's got some good points because I'm a bet on the races, so that's gonna keep me over there in the stand. That's gonna keep me engaged. And
it's not 200 cars at one track. It's 200 cars at 20 tracks.
I got you.
If it was 200 cars at one track, I agree. If it was 200 cars at one track, it would take up the whole show. No, this is 20 tracks.
Oh, okay. So they're spread out over 20 tracks. Okay. Well, that makes sense now.
Right.
Well, I think it'd be, hey, you know what? I ain't going to knock it. If I know somebody in, I'm gonna bet on my buddy or the next car, whatever.
If you're in the grudge car and you running that man over there, if you got some money, let's run for $500,000, $600,000, two, whatever. We can make it a grudge right in there.
Right, you can do it like that. When they pull the ladder,
you got to bring the grudge to the game. You got to bring it to the game. Keep it moving.
That's all. Yeah, I think it might be good for the game, man. You know, you never know. Can't say what it will be, what it won't be until you try.
Right.
And you can't run a radial tire, right? No 275s or 310s.
Right. I think I heard that. Yeah. You got slicks only.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what,
if you got two cars going down the track at the same time, it's going to be a party.
That's all we're here for, the party. That's right. And if you're not in it, don't like it, turn the page. Let everybody else enjoy themselves. Don't try to, you know, knock something, especially ain't started. Now, if we're talking about last year, say this turned out nasty last year, fine, that's past tense. Right now we're going into the future. Let's try to keep it moving. Like y'all been preaching, let's show some love. Let's try to show some love with this Super Bowl or grudge thing or whatever they call it.
Whatever they call it, we just engage, man.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like I say, man, I put my 10 speed in it. Give me 40 cars and come get me. See if I can turn that light on. I think I can. I'm a fast passer.
Not with them big old thighs you got. I know you'd make a move on somebody.
Hey, Cadillac, don't get your pass leg caught up in them spokes now.
hey, I'm going to do like Kale. I'm going to have me some flip-flops and shorts, okay?
Don't let them bell bottom.
I'll be going to put myself out the game then. Hey, you never know, baby.
Put them bell bottoms back in the
closet. I might get pedal pretty quick to them. Never know.
I like to see your 60 foot, boy.
Hey, there might be a lot of cats on this show that don't know what bell bottoms are, man. Let's just keep our secret.
Hey, you know how history is. It repeats itself. They gonna see it again.
Hey, it runs itself. They got to pay attention.
Bring them bell bottoms out, and then all the white people are going to start busting out them corduroy pants, and we're going to be back at the 70s again.
Ooh.
Hey, don't forget about them plaids now. Don't forget about that plaid jacket now. Come on now.
I didn't want to go there.
Talking about ooh-wee.
Right. Now, why you had to go and bring that up, man?
Man, I'm just keeping it 100. Y'all went back.
Yeah, let me go look in the closet and see if my stuff's still in there. I think you've been stealing my stuff.
Everybody had one back in the day, boy. Had your platform shoes on.
You hear me, Cadillac? I think you've been stealing my stuff.
Hey, man, I think
you got a tie-dye T-shirt in the closet. Hold on now.
Look out now. Y'all going way back now, boy. Hey, remember that Apple hat, bruh, that coolie hat, don't forget that, baby. You had one of them black boy had a long trench. You was the cat.
Like Austin Powers going back in the 70s, baby, that looks going to come back.
Oh, man.
Austin Powers.
Yeah. As they say, you know how it is, baby. You know how it is.
That song going to have some big teeth in his mouth, too. Oh, Austin Powers. If he sneezes, you can mess around and bite a hole in his chest.
Cut it out, baby boy.
Boy, that boy crazy.
He sneezes, he's going to cut a hole in his chest. God dang
it. Say, bring it on back. A blast from the past.
Hey, Kelly, give me an update on who was this that got killed, man. Fill me in. I didn't catch that on the early part.
Oh, that was Tim Marino, and that was
Bobby Cole's son.
Bobby Cole's son got killed. He got killed this past week.
Street racing.
Yeah, so he lost. Huh?
Street racing.
Car accident.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what happened. But they said that he lost his life, man. Gone too soon, bro. All of them.
Daddy's name Bobby Cole?
Yeah, his name Bobby Cole, yeah.
What's the son name?
His son name was Ding Ding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my hats go out to all of the family. You know, we don't wish or want nothing like that to happen. We're going to just have to keep praying for them. Hope things get better.
That's it, man. Ask God to cover the family through the bereavement right now. Keep his arms and everything around the man. Lift him up, man. Because it'd be hard, bro. Trust me, it'd be hard.
Yeah.
So God is able, bro. God is able. God been good to me, so I have to keep his praises in my mouth, brothers. I'm going to just keep it real with you.
Yeah.
That's what drives me every day, you know?
Yeah, we always got to put God in everything we do.
That's it, man. You know, that's what I say, man. Try to bring fellowship and love to the game, man. You know, a lot of us don't know nothing about love, man. It's real talk, man. I ain't know nothing about no love, man. I had to learn love.
You understand? And, you know, you got to know, if you don't love yourself, how you figure somebody else going to love you, man?
Exactly.
That's just real talk, man. That's getting off the subject, but, you know, it is what it is. It's about growing up. When you find out about love and how you're supposed to do, that's when you grow up and be a man. You know,
yep.
Some men, they is old. They still don't know how to love and love their families, man. You got some men don't know how to love their women. They wives.
Exactly.
You know, you're supposed to treat your wife like a queen, your woman like a queen, because she's supposed to be a part of you, an extension of you. When she come out, she represents you. A lot of brothers don't know that.
Right.
You know, but if
you treat her wrong, you're just treating yourself wrong.
Right.
Come right back at you.
You know, if you got a mom, that you wouldn't treat your mama wrong, right?
Exactly.
You're gonna show mama love and respect. You gonna respect mom because ain't nothing mama wouldn't do for you. She give you the shirt off her back, whatever it is, to keep you going, bro. I seen it. So you know that's why I just try to tell brothers to love their family, man, and you know take your family out. You know, put drag racing aside sometime and take your family out, spend time with them, because drag racing going to be here. If it's with you or without, it's still going to go on. Just take out a moment and spend some time, bro. That's what I say. That's all, man. Get God some time first. I get God some time, bro. I get it in. I get it in, bro. He's jealous now.
And that's why we happy. That's why we happy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, man, ain't wake up this morning, man, you know. Be happy about certain things, you know. So, you know, like I say, that's a blessing, man, to be on the upper side of earth. I ain't never been there on the other side, so when I do get there, but in between time, in the meantime, I'm enjoying myself and having some fun on this thing, man, you know. We don't get one time to go around. We don't get no two or three times to go around this thing.
Man, nigga, here, this small planet, you don't know how long it's going to be. It's like this here. We're going to keep on with the show. Every day your birthday. You ain't got to wait till that birthday come once. It's every day. If you make it, you got you some money in your pocket, you go get your sandwich, you're good. You can ride on some eights, boy. You're really doing good. So I'm riding 32. Nah, baby. I'm riding through the city, man. Hit that jam one time. Bam, bam. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Cousin Will, you still on the line?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, man,
well,
I don't
come
know.
Come on
what
in here, Uncle Will.
Getting back to drag racing, I did get a little bit out of my system. I didn't see as many races as I wanted Sunday, but I did see some rubber burning and smell some of that good gas, Will.
Man, y'all pulled
up. You smell
up
some
so
of
them
funky ribs, man.
Hey, well, Will, I'm a little disappointed that the race didn't go down, you know, so, and, you know, but like I said, I did see a couple of runs before I left out of there, and I was glad that you guys made it, and, you know, we had a little fun for a couple minutes, but, yeah, everybody, they were pulling up when we got in there.
Right, right. We had a decent time. Wasn't a lot of cars there, but it was sort of decent, you know, able to see a few pass, smell a little rubber, so we had a little good time. I'm thinking about going this Sunday. It's supposed to be even better.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there too, man. And you know what? While I'm thinking about it, hey, Cadillac Tail, I want to tell y'all guys, man, that I appreciate y'all's shows and stuff. And you know, it's brought me back into racing. Hey, Will can tell you, we were down there in Lima last year with Hattiesburg, been to Martin, been all, you know, and this is because of the radios, man. So you guys got to keep doing what you guys are doing, man. Because it do make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, man. That's what we got to do, man. Keep the love going, man. Mm-hmm. I want to know one thing, man. I want to know one thing. This is what I want to know, man. What track y'all think going to have the best race this year?
Same track had the best race last year, the one that everybody protested.
131. Okay, we got two from 131. Okay, come on.
131.
131. 131.
Now you going to Lil Tony show?
Locked in.
Or you gonna try to make
in.
All the shows?
Hey man, well I've been supporting 41 from day one, the first day they opened. But I gotta be honest now, I went out there to 131, and man, I love that track. That track worked for them guys out there. The atmosphere was nice, so I ain't got no problem going either one.
Well, yeah, I agree that right. It worked. I agree it's a nice track. It works and all that good stuff. But, you know, we just not going to make that trip like we're going to make it to 41. Then he's going to start prepping or something like that. You know, sometimes they prep the track right. The track is not a bummy track. I heard Baby Boy and them were talking about the concrete, how much concrete that 66 and this, that, and other. It's more concrete at 41 than it is at 66. That don't make it. Yeah.
Will, come on, man. Hey, they're getting ready to raise the Titanic, too, and I'm getting ready to rehab it so I can be on the lake.
I got a book with 600 pages tell you about every track in the country. And it tells you how long it's been open, how much concrete, how much stopping road.
Hey, if you wanna see some fast cars, you got to go to 131.
I understand that, but we
talking
about
the best. You want to see some fast cars, go out to 66.
No. 66, you can't grudge, bro. You can't grudge.
Yes, you can.
You can turn the lights out.
You got to know how to do it.
No, you can't turn the clocks off.
How much you want to bet
I can
get Martha to turn the lights out? How much you want to bet?
Okay.
Yeah.
It ain't
going to
be all day and stuff like that. It ain't going to be all day, but I know the lady there. I know guys and everything there. But the key to it is the fastest race don't make the best grudge race. It don't have to be so fast. The car don't have to run 7 to be a good grudge race. We can have 9-second, 10-second cars up at 41 laying down for good grudge race. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree.
Hey, Will, you got to school these guys, man. School them, man. And you're right.
Hey.
41 got a longer launch pad of concrete than 66.
No doubt.
I got a book with tracks all over the country. Got 100 and some pages, 200 or 300 pages. So
when you get done talking, you're not gonna see it.
So what you saying, I don't understand. What you saying? 41 got a longer concrete launching pad than 66. What are you saying?
They were discussing that if that makes such a difference. No, they were just saying one on another show talking about the launching and stuff, how much concrete this track got in that track. And actually, 41 has a longer launching pad, size concrete, than 66, which is a known big-time track. But the problem at 41, they don't prep the track right. They don't prep it enough. They don't take care of things. But at certain races, you know, like when the NLR race come up and stuff like that, they prep that track pretty good. We get there that day or the day after, we in good shape. So, you know,
Will, 41 will hook. I mean, there's times 41 will hook. It's just that for me, for example,
Is this a big field show?
Once I take off, somewhere down, it'll turn me loose.
Right. Well, I agree with you. 41 always hooks. It's not the hooking part. It's the middle of the track what turns you loose. And that's where the problem comes in at, prepping the track farther down. I agree with you. I'm not knocking that. I'm not no track promoter or none of that. You know, so I'm not talking about that. I'm just telling you facts. I'm like Big Mark. I was there opening day. I was there shutdown day at US 30. So I know I've been to all these tracks. I've been doing this. I ain't just started. But
hey, Cadillac.
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's happening, fellas?
Yeah.
What's up, Cadillac? Baby Boy, Big Will. How y'all doing, man? It's Big Ray.
Hey,
how y'all doing, man?
Hey, we great. We good, man. Good to hear you, man. Come on in.
Hey, Cadillac, this is Black Speed.
This who?
Lake Speed, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Ronald Lake?
Ronald
Lake.
Lake
Cat.
That's
hey, my Ronald Lake Speed.
Better
yeah.
have my pineapple cake.
Listen here, man.
What's up, Lake Speed?
But listen, man, Wadu 41, and you stay there and 8 o'clock hit the wall. That's the sorriest track I ever seen. And the only time that man prepped that track is when them woodpeckers come. Other than that, you go out there on a Wednesday or a Friday and see what you get. You ain't going to go past.
41 is good. 41 is a good for a $2,500 car or something like that.
That's right.
But somebody that's got right. some money in their car, if they got any sense,
shit.
I bet that Tangerine motherfucker shut down at the 8th before the 8th. I tell you that.
Shit.
I'm gonna tear that bitch. If I'm gonna tear that bitch up, let me tear it up at 131.
There you go, brother. Go to a free track.
Oh, he's a Byron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah, like
Byron. Hey, you got a Dodge potholes now. Hey, you got a Dodge potholes down there on the Big End.
Yes, you do.
Hey, wait a minute now. We can't leave out the Grove. Now, the last shootout I was at, these guys prepared the track every hour and a half. They put fresh V8 out there.
They make good power.
The Grove
is
good.
Hey,
Grove is nice. I just don't like it.
You
better have
the best part I got with the Grove. You don't know where to make that turn on the other end, you're going to have a problem down there.
I know. I don't like the Grove at all. You'll never see me there.
You'll be on that wall down there. Yeah, you better
I'll
get
watch.
On the gas
I'll
pedal.
Watch. Yes, sir.
Come on, Reverend Jay. Where you going? You just talking about everybody. Where you going?
Oh, man, I like one. hey, look, I'm going to shut down before the 8th at 41, but my home track is 41, but I'm going to shut down before the 8th. But 131, I'll be there. And Byron, that's it.
If that's your home track, why are you talking about it so bad, man? Don't steal all the beans
because,
on your home track.
Because
you don't talk
because
about
the home
like
that. A motherfucker need to get motherfucker the house need to be straightened out, man.
Hey man,
let's not sugarcoat it.
You're supposed to help.
I ain't gonna do that. Let me tell you something. If I got
it's
some buddies that some.
You just said it's
hey,
your
listen,
own track, though,
hey,
man.
Listen, it is, until the world blow up. But if I got some friends of mine out of state coming there, I say, don't take your car there, man. That's just me.
How fast is these friends?
I agree
guys?
With
how
you.
How fast is these friends? How fast is your friends? Because I guarantee we're going to see some low 7-second cars go through there. So,
shit, I don't know.
Hey, people
hey.
Be bumping their gum. A lot of times
you're right.
People
hey,
bumping their guns and
where
41. It's not the track,
you
it's
the no
car.
No 7-second car go down 41.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet you won't see a 7-second car go through 41?
Yeah,
hey,
man,
I don't know who that. Hey, I don't know who that fool is to even do it. He got to be crazy as hell.
Hey, y'all, while we talking about 41, I got a quick question for y'all, man. With these races coming up there, what do you think is more important as far as the safety go? You think that's on 41 to provide that, or you think it's on the throwing the race to make sure they got somebody down there more than old raggedy ambulance with a shovel and a rake in it?
Yeah. Oh no, that's 41.
Man, we want to support Big Sham and Leroy. I know that at 41. We want to support Big Sham and Leroy. June
1st,
yeah, we're gonna
yeah.
do that.
I will be there in attendance, but not with cop. I will be there though.
Yeah. Hey, well, keep it on. I'm definitely gonna be in the building.
I'm gonna be there. Hey, I might be the first one there.
I think too. Those concession stands and stuff like that. Well, you know, you provide certain services for the people that's at the track. 41 ain't got one little place where you can go get something to eat at, and as well as
hey,
Byron.
Hey man, forget that. I don't care if they ain't got nothing to eat. Fix the track. I can give me some potash meat and some crackers, goddammit. I don't care.
That's fair.
Hey, as long As long as we keep sugarcoating it, as long as we keep sugarcoating it, they ain't gonna never do nothing to that raggedy motherfucker.
Well, I was at the banquet. I was at the banquet with Raylo and Skin, and I had a couple of guys that I knew ever since I was a kid. And they walked up to me and congratulated me on the show with Cadillac, and they were saying that, you know, a lot of guys bring their cars there, and they got a lot of money tied up in their cars, and they don't want to tie their cars up because they don't respect the track. And, you know, I did agree.
Man, they not wrong, though. You can't fault them for that.
Them $1,500 and $2,000 cars, that's a good place to
go. They got an ambulance. Do they got an ambulance at 41?
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't. No. Hold on now. They got a
real talk, though, man. Hey, we know the situation is wrong.
They ain't got a
flag.
They
should be bashing the track, though, like that, though, man.
They got shit.
Hey, real talk, man. We should be going to bashing that track, man, to try to help the track. Okay, that's all we can do, man. Let's try to help the track, man. That's all we can do. Let's just try to help the track.
Hey,
you know that dude's stubborn or whatever, man. Y'all, everybody know he's stubborn. You know what I'm saying?
How you gonna help the track and they just spend all the damn money?
He needs to shit or get off the pot, man. That's all. He needs to get off the pot. Don't take that bread.
Yeah,
and let
you're right about that too. You're right about that too.
But as long as their lights ain't cut off because we go up to that son bitch, he ain't gonna never do nothing to it. Put some pressure in the pocket like that one guy said a couple of weeks ago. But I still love the track, man, because I know where the potential lies.
Shit, they say it with their Sundays. Something going right.
What, they're running on the same track. They ain't did shit to it. Y'all know they did shit to that track. They took the money, fucked the money off, and the track is falling apart. The people's tearing the car.
Amen.
That's right, Leon.
Now, if you want to see them $1,500 race cars, they'll go there. $2,000,
$5,000. Hey, Big Will still on the phone?
Yeah, Leon.
Hey, Will, when we get down to the show, give me a call.
All right.
41 used to hold all the events. Used to have good racing down there, but you know, just like anybody, if you have a good race, you gotta treat your people like a customer. That's who pay your bills. You look at all these tracks; they know what people like, and all these tracks are spraying and prepping their tracks and fixing these tracks. That track that went downhill and it ain't gonna come no better unless somebody else coming in on it.
Playing
something.
Ain't no need to put up with it. I ain't saying nothing that nobody else should say. That used to be the heart of the track where everybody go. But they didn't jack it off of that. It ain't safe to go down there. You stopping it. You got all look at the streetcar chaos, man. Y'all know how that shit used to go.
There's no doubt.
Still cars
for sale, so hopefully
they
sell it and somebody do something with it.
Hey, you ain't finna drive no hour from home to the track to watch some 13-second car go down no damn track.
Hey, I just want y'all to hear this here. I'm in my tow truck right now. I'm getting ready to raise the Titanic with my winch, and I'm finna put that motherfucker together, and we finna go sailing on Lake Michigan, all right?
Y'all with me or what? Y'all gonna get in this motherfucker? Cause I'm ready to go.
I'm coming from Indiana right now.
Didn't the Titanic sink?
Yeah. But I'm going to get that motherfucker. Hey, it can be revived, man. It can be revived.
I'm not getting on anything that says Titanic.
Oh, man, that's some bullshit. So that means you ain't going to 41 this summer, then, huh?
Guess not. Hey. Hey, they're going to make Titanic the movie, too.
God damn, man. Y'all done made my motherfucking tow truck backside. God damn.
You got flames coming out.
That's the
most. Oh, God. God damn, man. I got to pull over and check my muffler, man.
God damn. I just let you know, baby, it's on and popping. Cherokee, get down.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Listen, that stop sign down there when you go to 41, they got a Nazi sign on it.
Absolutely. And they should have took that off a long time ago.
And I don't appreciate that because I started to pull my truck over there and put a big black power fist on it. I bet you they take it down as soon as somebody do it.
You know what? As much as we patronize 41, instead of asking the city let me put it this way. If I was in Denny's shoes, as many as African Americans come to the track and patronize it, I would have took a little ladder, 6-foot ladder out there and get that sign off and knock that off myself. That thing stayed up there a couple
And that's the truth, man. He really don't want us out there. As soon as somebody spray a little water on the track, he closed it down. And then he just opened up one lane. Here's another thing. I seen him run them street cars down there to dry the track up for that jet car. And then he made everybody go home after that. What kind of shit is that and close the track at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? That's not even worth going out there, man.
I remember that day.
Man, go fishing.
Y'all, you know what really takes the icing off the cake? Y'all know we all go to the track and like to go out there. He threw a weak-ass event, and he got the nurse to charge us $5 or $10 to go over in the pits with the cars, man. That's what we messed
up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
You don't go to nobody else's track and they do that. But that dude here, and that show him how much money homie here.
Yo.
Shit, I used to walk around through the stage and like, I wouldn't get that motherfucker $5.
But you shouldn't have to do that, though. We the same people come here every year.
No, what I think we should do is about 50 cars need to pull on the outside of that gate and when he weigh you in, just sit out in the parking lot out there and barbecue and tell them if you ain't going to treat us right, we ain't never coming back.
Well, you know what? The track ain't no good, so why go anyway? Why waste your time?
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, let me say this. Osceola, Indiana used to be one of the raggedest tracks around there. Have any of y'all been there?
Hell yeah. Now, they used to let me have an easy board that sat right by the starting line when I was there now.
Go there and see what they got.
Yeah, I've been there.
They didn't reveal their track. They put money in their track, man. They ain't just taking their money. They put money in their track.
I raced
on their track last year. I was there.
Well, Cadillac, what track you going to try to dominate this year?
I'm going to dominate them all. Where have I got action?
There you go. Wherever them ducks is at, huh?
That's right. They in that pond, boy. They in that pond. I'm going to blow them out the water.
It's on the couch. On the end of the couch.
That's all I'm going to say to it.
I don't want it.
The only way I don't do it, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
A hungry man is an angry man. An angry man is a hungry man. Yeah. The pot of coal and the food not done.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, man. Well, you know what? We just got to go somewhere where it's safe, that man. Because when you tie up all that kind of money, and man, God forbid when he put that resin down. When he put that powder down on the ground, boy, I done seen him slip like you on a ball of ice. I swear to God, as soon as you go to high gear, man, you better get up off that gas pedal. They can be racing for some money. You better inspect that track before you even go down through there.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here, man. It's just like this here. Wherever track I'm at, down on the heads I'm going and hope they got enough because I got a whole bunch I'm going to let go. I'm a dump on all of them. That's all I got to say to it, boy. I'm ready to go. I'm going to be ready to go, boy, in a minute. Cause my, I can't wait.
Down, man.
I charged the batteries up today. I'm ready.
There you go.
So you saying you taking a dump on them?
I'm a dump on them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have bring plenty of toilet tissue.
That's it. I'm gonna bring the semi with me so that I'm gonna supply the toilet paper for them so they can get it out their face.
Listen, Cadillac. And another thing about Union Grove. Oh, it's a hell of a track, but boy, go flying past that time clock down there. Your ass gonna hug that curve so hard that you never thought it was coming up. That's what them Bigfoot motherfuckers just hold it to the floor past the quarter. Cause I've been seeing
it. Now the Grove. Now I'm gonna tell you, the Grove is a good track, but the only thing about the Grove, if you ain't got no good brakes, and in your you ain't got no parachute, you're gonna be in trouble. You're gonna hug that curve, boy. You're gonna do that curve in a two wheel motion.
And if you got, like you said, if you ain't got no parachute, and you go to Rockwood and hold your foot down in there, boy, that sand pile is looking for you, boy. It's right there on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna come feel close. Yeah. You know what I mean? All of them lead foot that try to hold that gas tunnel all the way past the quarter mile. They got a rude awakening coming, boy. You better be on them brakes.
That sand ain't no joke, boy. That sand ain't no joke.
I'm telling you, boy. I'm telling you, man. But, you're putting on a hell of a show, man. You know, I just want to let you know that, Cadillac, and you got a lot of good listeners with a lot of good topics, man. But Denny is like this. He want to charge the kids to come in. Just like if you go to Route 66, 12 and under, get in free. Then he wants $5 if your son is 6 years old. I told him, I said, Denny, I'm not paying, man. I can go to the NHRA track. My son will get in free. Well, I'm here. I'm going to let your son in, but don't tell anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You should have told him about that sandwich you got.
Man.
Listen, man. You got one of them box of rock sandwiches.
No. He liked that taffy apples. Give him a couple of
more
taffy apples, you'd be all good.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here, man. Hopefully they get better and we can do what we do, but I know where I'm going. I'm going to be at one certain one, but the rest of them, I catch them at that house, I'm blowing their back out.
There
or
you go.
Or get my back blowed out. That's it. Hold on one second. That's it.
Man. Well, it's right around the corner. I tell you like that. All I got to do is come off the jack stand, drop it on the ground, boy. So I'm just waiting to see a bunch of 50s and 60s roll around. And when that track get all that water out of it.
Hey, Ronald.
Yeah.
Hey, Ronald. Not until you get my pineapple cake.
Look, you better be ready, Titanic. Titanic, you better be ready for that one. We'll get that call tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Ron, I'm still a little upset that we can't talk like we used to, man.
Well, man, it's just rough, man. It's rough on the brothers.
Yes,
you know, every man for himself. We was in the war, Jack. some of the motherfuckers will be going down.
Yeah.
Hey, just don't seem the same celebrating without
you. Hey, man, I can come out the closet, Jack. I just be relaxing with my family, man, because like they say, man, love the one you with. That's all you can do, brother, in this world in day and time.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that, man. How's little Ronald anyway?
Man, he's doing fine, man. He's just ready to go fishing or drag racing, and he's wearing the hell out of him. Man, I think I might go fishing, man, because it's just, you know, even though if this weather's playing games with us, one day it's 65, the next day it's 32. Man, them tracks are still slippery wherever you go, man. All you can do is do the 60-foot and get out of it and go on home.
Ain't that the truth.
If you're just that friendly to get in there, because I can start it up in the garage and get a nose full of waste gas and come on out of there.
Well, like I said, I had to go out there Sunday and watch some of them burn some rub and just hear some of that stuff and smell a little of that gas, man. Get you back in the spirit for this stuff.
I'm telling you, boy, it'll definitely do it, man. Especially when you're wrenching on that boy and get it right. While I'm over there, my motor sounds so nervous. I'm just looking for a victim. And I know it's a bunch of them out there want to feel my head back to the white meat show. But I got something for them. And all of them who want to bet against me, I love taking money. I love getting in money. It's a pleasure. It's a great pleasure for them. Yep, I like
so what you saying, Ronald Lake, what you saying, if somebody move, they going to get hurt.
Great. It's got to happen. And I like when they bet against me. It makes me drive like a pro stock driver then, boy. I see all of them chumps that go against you. They all of the wall racers, they all against you. Shit, I'm going to cut that old 10 light on your ass and your money in my pocket. That's the best I can tell you.
That's what it's about, brother. Get your money on.
When they think you a slouch, man, the odds, I get stronger then.
Hey, Ronald Lake.
Yeah.
Hey, Sleepy.
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
I'm just reading the mail.
They're shaking back, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Was that my boy? Was that my man, Ronald Lake, on there?
Hey. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, this Lake. What's up with you?
What's going on, Lake? Just Sleepy, man. What are you doing, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. Just staying, keep your head above water, man. You know what I'm saying? And keep God in your life, and you'll be okay.
They're doing your best, man. They're doing some good running down here, man. They're looking like Elvis Blue down here.
Man, listen, boy, I can't wait to get to 131. I dream of going down a decent track. I ain't never been there, but, boy, they're going to have a force to reckon with when I come. Because I know how to pick my
foot. I believe you, my man. I believe you. You know your voice, man. I just sit back listening to you.
Yeah, boy, I'm going to be there. I can't wait. They said the big one he show is somewhere on the 3rd of May.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be looking for you.
I'm coming, man. But if the weather ain't right, I'll be just a spectator, but I'll be glad to be out the house.
I heard that, man. I heard that.
Yep.
It's good to hear your voice, man. I'm going to go back on mute, man. I hear you shaking, mate.
All right,
sir.
And if Jamie don't get that cake tomorrow, don't think you ain't going fishing with me no more.
Jamie, get that cake, Jamie.
Hey, yeah, I'm waiting on it.
I don't know.
Mute your mic on that one. Hey, Ronald Lake. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, you talking good stuff, man. If you got a problem you can't solve, let me know now.
Thank you.
You need some help, man. I'm just a call away now.
I know that. And I know that. The Twins right there. I'm going to tell you what. Okay. Anthony Cohen right there had a wild little fight right back to get. Man, who was that?
Can you mute your mic? Appreciate it.
Thank you. Couldn't hear y'all.
Well, hey, Reese, all I can say is they'll be. Whoever want to jump out their skin, You know what I'm saying? Just like you was telling that guy with the turbo Mustang. You understand? Mm-hmm. You look trying to run a turbo head up. You understand? I don't understand them guys, but they want free money. I tell you what, high car win. We get a deck of cards, spread them out. I bet you $1,000. High car win. High mm-hmm. car, pull your car. You pull a 4, I got a 7. You understand? Pull your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a way to, I ain't getting tricked this year. I'm telling you,
man,
not.
You know, and no like can, I say, man, hope they brought it up, man, because I'm bringing it on. I'm bringing that heat, man. I'm bringing it. Just waiting for this weather to do what it do, man. Get where I need to get to them people. Do what I got to do, man. I'm done. I'm ready. As soon as they get finished, I'm ready. I fired that beast up the other day. Man, that beast. Man, she laying there making that growl noise. She didn't have enough fat. I charged
hey,
the batteries up now. Got gas, yes, sir.
You taking Bluebell to 41 Sunday?
No. I gotta go to my man to get some things checked out on Friday.
I thought I heard you say you was taking Bluebell Sunday. I said, boy, I'm coming out.
No. She ready. I started it up and the batteries weren't charged. She had that, but she fired up, boy. Hey, that fuel put some fuel in it. She was sounding almost good, but I could tell she had a problem. So I went and took care of that. Man, she's like 10 AQ5 on the Richter scale. Somebody,
no,
let
not
go.
10 AQ5.
Man, 10 AQ to the 5, baby. Talking about monkey, do you want one? Let me put it in your mouth. I'm talking about, hey, I ain't talking about no pacifier either, baby. Put this thing in your mouth.
Ooh,
I ain't going to play with him, man. I'm telling you. As soon as that man get finished with me, man, and he say I'm ready, man, I'm at these people, man. I'm at them.
Oh, boy.
Man, I'm going to be like they say, hog on slop, boy.
But listen,
when the hog want that slop, man, it's on.
But the one thing that I'm gonna be looking for though is those suckers who won't race your back. If you won't race a motherfucker back, Jack, I ain't gonna even upset you. You can talk all you want, boy. You'll never get a race out of me. You understand? Because anything can happen. Any technicality, then you try to get your purse back. They got a notch on their gun.
They
back.
Run. Hey, they running, hiding up under the blanket, hiding up under the porch.
Hey, Ronald, anybody eyesight this year? Anybody you gunning for?
Well, I'm gunning for whoever gunning for me, man. Them ground and what's that? Them East Side boys. them East Side strugglers, you know, those stranglers, those strugglers. Whatever they are, I got them locked in. You say what?
I was going to get on you, say ground and pound.
No, I ain't talking about ground, man. No. I ain't talking about ground and pound. I'm talking about Big Sham them with that Cutlass they got over there, Chuck with that boot.
Hey, man, what you talking about, Cadillac? See, there you go again, man.
Uh-oh.
What you talking about, man? Hey,
they're going to struggle.
No, he's talking man. Man, we ain't been on that for weeks now, man.
Hey, dog, they just asked me what was going on, who I'm gunning for. I got y'all locked in.
Okay.
Hey, until y'all get to the line, man, I ain't stuck y'all,
that's
man.
Where we going. We plan
man,
we
going
get
straight
up there
to the line. I'm going to blow your back out, man. I'm going to blow your back out. I'm going to make you go get your back. You're going to be a bad man.
Mouth like
you,
an man. Asshole, man. Anything come out of it.
That's it. That's real, boy. Hey, I'm going to blow your chest cavity open. I'm going to blow your chest cavity open, man. I'm going to tell you one thing, man.
Tell me one thing.
Come on, tell me one thing, man. Tell me what, man. What you want to tell me, man?
Man, hey, we ain't ducking no motherfucker, man. We ain't ducking nothing.
Hey, man. I hope y'all ain't ducking, man. I hope y'all, when I whoop you, y'all come on back.
Hey. No, but I'm gonna keep it real racing with you, Cadillac. We ain't got no oil pressure right now. And I ain't finna get to doing all this talking and murder mouth because ain't nothing gonna happen no time soon.
No, no. Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you like this here, Eastside man. When y'all get your oil pressure, you get ready. Come on, I'm gonna be. Hopefully, I'll be out so I can go and do what I need to do to y'all real quick on the 7th, man. The 7th of June, man. We in the
hey,
ring is going
this.
Down.
Hey, we catch the oil pressure. Hey, we catch the oil pressure before the end. Fuck June 7th, all that. But we still going to support the race. We'll do it again at the race.
Whatever. It don't matter to me, man. It don't matter to me, man.
That's what it is.
I'm at y'all, man. I'm going through your camp. Y'all can wait till y'all turn or whatever, man. I want the East Side, man. I want the East Side. I'm going to own the East Side. Y'all going to have to pay a toll, baby. Y'all going to have to pay me to get paper to go through.
Get your ass down.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Hey, boy, hey, don't be scared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You say you're going to run through a whole crew like diarrhea?
Man, I'm going to give diarrhea in the mouth, man.
Don't believe that fuck shit. Don't believe that fuck shit.
I'm asking, man. I don't mean it no harm, brother. I'm just asking my co-host.
Lay your ass down, baby boy.
No. I don't mean it no certain type of way, man. Are we just talking?
That's all
man,
I'm saying.
Man,
and you know what?
Man.
I don't plan on that doing that because I got it. I'm flipping it right now. It's coming up right now. It's finna get warm. It's there. I got the tree planted, boy.
Man, we trying to go,
I'm
man.
I'm coming for the East Side. The East Side
going
to belong
to
me.
I can do it, boy. You're going to be in a truck and you ain't going to have a Cadillac no more.
Wait, but hold on. I'm going to get the whole East Side some new shirts. And I'm going
to
y'all got to pay me a toll, man. Y'all got to pay me a toll. I'm going to have my girls, my midgets there to take care of the order. So y'all got to
man,
come through the midst to get home. Y'all, I'm holding the city hostage on the east side.
Your
midst
step up
man,
and get it too. How about that?
No, y'all ain't going to do that. Y'all ain't going to do that.
Hey, Cadillac Joe. Cadillac Joe.
Yeah, this is me. Come on with it.
This Cal City. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to do nothing with that move over there east side train.
Don't tell that duck. I'm going to try. I ain't studying that. That boot can do one thing for me. Get on these nuts.
That's a Chevy that I laid hands on.
Hey, Cal City, guess what, Cal City?
We got him up on the street car we going to try his ass with, too, with his big tire car.
That's how much we care about you, boy.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what, Eastside. I'm glad y'all got much confidence in yourself. That's what I like about you. But I hate to be the one to put the force down on you because I'm going to lay it down on you and want you to get on your stomach with the jack stand. And put your leg
for the gag
going down, boy. Well, I'm going to look here. I'm going to change the city's name. It ain't going to be the East Side no more. It's going to be the Cadillac Side, baby.
You sound
down
crazy.
And bound. Yes, sir.
You know
bro,
what? Hey, how about
ESP,
this deal? You talk about the jack stands. We gonna leave you at 41 on Jack Stead after we blow your back clean out, boy.
I don't believe that, boy.
We gonna make you put some 26 fives on that bitch.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe y'all gonna do none of that, man. Nah, y'all ain't gonna do that, man. Y'all gonna do one thing with y'all do best, man. Stand in the back. That's it, and watch me work.
Hey,
Kelly,
keep this one thing in mind, though.
What's that? They all say this.
We ain't nothing and we ain't nobody. And I like, hey, and it's me, this folks saying this. I like all that.
I know
I
you
like
do.
That.
Hey, Stokes, I like y'all, man. Y'all,
I like all that.
Y'all, it's one thing I say about you young boys, this real talk, y'all get hard. That's what I like about y'all to get down to the end. I like that. So y'all
hey,
call
man,
y'all,
you
I got to do what
saying.
I got
we
to do, man.
We trying to go, boy.
Man,
to
hey,
go.
I like y'all trade to go. Y'all came at me with this here, man. Y'all came at me, so I got to accommodate you, man. Y'all ran the other cat, man. Y'all ran that lemon pepper, and he did what he did to y'all. So I'm going to come and do
oh,
the
hey,
same thing.
Cool.
I'm mad because
he
got my money.
I bet he won't get
money.
His ass back in the beans.
I bet he will. Just a minute ago,
y'all was talking about how Ronald Lake said he don't want to run nobody that won't run back. That sounds like lemon pepper to us.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. I tell you what.
That. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay, but
yeah.
The five, I
yeah.
know, this
you,
is what
tell,
I know.
You tell that little
and wait a minute, listen, wait a minute.
Hold on.
You know about it. You was there. When I was there, when you talking about when we was up at Byron.
When you didn't
want to
run.
Well, we had problems then, bro. We had problems with the cops.
When you didn't
want to
run.
Y'all got problems every time we see that motherfucker.
Hey,
every
man,
time
okay.
We see
he's
that.
He's going to have problems every time he show up with that boy.
Hey,
he's going to have problems every time.
It's like this here, man. When I see you down on your head, I'm going.
You can see me tonight. What you want to do with the Escalade tonight?
Like, how about
that?
I don't want to do nothing. I'm just riding. I'm cruising, man. Only 32.
Okay.
He ain't doing nothing, man. Yes, sir.
It's
Terrell,
man.
Terrell, what's up, baby?
What's going on? Hey, man, we was at Byron, man. I came over there to your camp. We wanted to run you all, but your man didn't want to go. Remember?
No, he had problems with his car. He had problems with his car when he was up there, man.
He always
now,
said
he had
that
a problem.
Same shit.
Okay, well, okay, man. I'm telling you what the man had, man. He had problems, man.
Man had butterflies.
Ain't nobody ducking y'all,
problem,
man. Ain't nobody ducking y'all.
The problem is we on his ass. That's the problem. We
you know
on
what
his
the
ass.
The problem is, I'm finna take care of anything and everything that come that way. So y'all already at me, so I'm going to do what I'm doing.
Hey,
I'm going to your camp, boy.
Cadillac, that's
you,
your question.
You already done
switched
cars already.
Yeah.
We ain't even worried about it.
Yeah, okay.
Cadillac,
well, what's the deal? Yeah.
That's your serious question, man.
Yeah.
Do you spit a swallow?
What? What'd you say?
I said, do you spit or swallow?
What'd you say? You want to mess in your mouth. That's what you said. Do you spit or swallow? What you think? What? That's what you're going to do, man. You're going to swallow all this here, boy. I'm going to make you gag, boy. I'm going to gag you, son.
Hey,
just like that
day
you wrote Leon up there, that's the same thing going to happen to you, bro. I told you,
yeah,
you ain't going nowhere.
Hey, but you already got your tombstone already.
Huh?
You already got your tombstone already, man.
Yeah, okay, all right. Y'all going to use it, because I don't need it.
Hey, Stranger Radio,
hey, I'm going to make
Stranger.
You lay down. I'm going to let you lay down and cover you up.
Eastside Stranglers, this Stranglers Radio tonight, man. We shutting it down.
Nah, this ain't those. Y'all ain't shutting nothing
Cadillac,
down, man.
Go on mute,
y'all
man. Hit the mute button.
Man, ain't none of that, man. I told you y'all Stranglers. Y'all strugglers ain't do nothing, man. Y'all
Stranglers Radio, man. Eastside, we
taking over tonight,
man.
Y'all ain't taking nothing over, man. Y'all ain't got enough sense to take over, baby. I told you what time it is. Just wait till it's time. It's getting warm outside. It's getting closer. If the clock is running. It's ticking down. If you don't understand the tick of the down, check it out. Run. Because, boy, y'all about to blow up. Y'all about to get blown out of the water. Tick tock, baby. Boom.
Well, you
and
got a better chance to find
again?
That black box on that plane, boy. You need to shut up.
I told you who run things, boy. Eastside gonna be Cadillac side, baby. Gonna put everything to work. So when y'all go home, y'all got to pay that toll. I'ma hold y'all houses for at least 6 months. I might do it. Y'all don't know, depending on how I feel.
Yeah. Summer 41 Sunday, man. We wait for Sunday to get over with. Come on, I'll meet you that Sunday,
huh?
12 o'clock. I'll meet you at 41 Sunday.
No, you're not gonna meet me Sunday. I got something I got to do. I already said that, Eastside. Y'all ain't making me jump the gun on nothing. When it's time, it's time. We already said we're going to do something.
Soon as my contract finishes, we're going to do something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We ain't got to wait till June 7th, dude.
Well, depending on how soon they get finished with my car, man.
Well, they call me, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to call. Man, look at here. I'm going to turn the light on so you know to come on. I'm going to leave the light on for you so you can get yourself on over there.
My man, Motel 6.
That's all. That's all. That's it, baby. Cadillac rack, man. Cadillac on the attack. That's it. I ain't talking about no rally, like I'm talking about the Cadillac. Don't.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to.
Hey, Carla, this is Brandon. Carla, you can drop the phone to the shop, man. I can fix it for you.
Man, I don't need you to do that for me, man. Hey, Terrell, I need you to do one thing, and that's what you do best, man. And you know what that is, man. Put some sounds in my truck. That's all I need you to do. And you do that real well.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah. Hey,
this baby boy, man.
What's up, baby boy?
If you work on Cadillac race car, you think you're gonna be going straight?
Yeah, I'm gonna go straight. My car goes straight.
No. What I'm trying to crack a joke, man. I didn't mean no harm. That's what you don't do to it. I was just gonna make sure it's gonna have three lugs on the car, or two lugs, or one lug.
No, I'm gonna make it safe for him, man. I'm at the car,
man. We're going to beat his ass just like fans put him. We put everything, all his lugs on, and beat his ass.
y'all
baby
better
boy.
Put everything on there.
Yeah.
Baby boy.
Go ahead.
What you want to do with that Maxima tonight?
Try to crawl in something.
Huh?
Try to crawl up in something. What you got?
Oh, okay. A foursome.
A four-cylinder? What kind of four-cylinder?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of four-cylinder?
Japanese.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want to run no Japanese. You probably have all-wheel drive with a turbo on it and all that. No, I don't want none of that, brother.
No, I don't know nothing about no turbos or nothing like that.
Is it an all-wheel drive car?
Mm-mm.
It's a Japanese what?
Yeah.
It's a Japanese what?
The emblem fell off, and I don't know what they called it.
Well, no, what the hell am I? Just a ghost, dude. I'm not that illiterate. I just look like this. I was born in the morning, but not this morning.
I'm just asking.
Well,
you like your co-host.
Well, stop trying to trick me.
You like your co-host.
I'm going to tell you like this here. Get that four-cylinder. You talking about you got with the emblem fellow?
Come on.
You later, I tell
come
you.
Come on, I ain't going to let you sit. Come on with it. Come on.
Look here. I'm in the ESV. I'm on
come
the 32.
Come on.
We're going to go in the quarter mile. You
come
give
on.
Me 16 in the bus.
I'm going to give you that.
16.
Six,
you're going to give me
16
that.
Cents. I'm going to give you 16
no,
cents.
No, no. 16.
And bust these nuts in your mouth.
No, we ain't going
to. Damn. Damn.
No. That ain't gonna work, boy. That ain't gonna work. See,
in your
mouth.
Those
ain't got no sense. Dog, no, you get these in your head. See, that's the difference. See, you in the mouth. I'm in your ear, your mouth, your nose, and everywhere.
You better not. You better not drop an ounce.
Yeah, okay. You better not swallow. You know I don't like to swallow.
You better not spit that shit on my rug. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, boy, I'm telling you, boy, I'm going to hurt y'all, boy. Y'all east side, y'all good cats, so I'm going to take you out. That's what I'm going to do. I want Shannon.
Man, I want you to do well this year, man. I want you to just race somebody, man.
I'm going to race y'all. I'm racing y'all.
No, you ain't.
I'm coming through to y'all, man. Y'all my first ducks, man.
No, you ain't.
Y'all my first ducks in the park. For 14, y'all all that in a bag of chips, man.
Man, you need to wait till you get that time slip first, man.
Slow down, partner.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Slow down. Wait till you get that time ticket first. Slow down.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Last time your cop it out, man, the trans brake might be stuck or something, man. You got to be careful.
Well, whatever. It don't matter. I'm going to take y'all out. I don't need much to beat y'all.
You right.
I don't need much to whoop y'all, man. As long as y'all got nitrous and y'all got that carburetor, we good to go. Let's go strangle.
Nitrous?
I'm strangling. Yeah. Y'all got nitrous now. I know y'all got nitrous. I want y'all to have everything in drag racing when you race me. That's what I want y'all to have. Because that's what you don't need.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
There you go.
I heard my name. I don't know if you was talking about me or not.
Hey, you was. Hear him, Sam. This Chuck.
I just came
he's
on.
You talking crazy. You talking crazy, Sam.
He said
Hey, Chuck, man, soon as it get right, man, I'm looking for you. You and the strugglers. I'm looking for y'all, man. I'm looking for y'all. As soon as they tell me I'm ready, I'm looking for y'all. Huh?
What's Chuck you talking about?
I'm talking about with Chuck with the boot, with that 79, with the blue and sky blue Willie bars, all that pimp looking stuff.
It's an 81, boy.
81, okay, excuse me, partner, 81. 81, boot.
Hey,
I want you, boy.
Hey, you want on that Monte Carlo? You want on that Monte Carlo either?
I want some of that boo, that 81 boo, and I want some of that 80 or 79 cut. I want some of that. And then Terrell,
what you gonna
then Two Tooties. I ain't going to give you nothing but a fit. That's all I'm going to give you.
Oh, you said you going to clip me, though. That's what you
huh?
Said. Did you say you going to clip
said
me?
I was did I say I was going to clip you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said I was going to clip you. If I said I was going to clip you, I'm going to see what you look like.
Okay.
If you, I tell you what,
man,
I tell
that
you
ain't
what.
No way to race, man. You can't sit there and watch a man go down the track and look like the racer, man. Just get on in that box and run.
Hey man, look at here.
Don't do that. That ain't fair. That's
sure,
hey, I'm gonna get in that box anyway with them stranglers. I ain't studying them stranglers, man. I ain't studying them. I'm in the box.
You said you was going to bet on the gap. That's what you told me.
Hey, Kelly, you the second person I heard say something about, man, let me see what they look like. Look right first before I get in that rank with them, man. You can't do that.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Leon. I already told them I'm getting in the box with them, dude. I'm getting in anyway. If how they look or they don't look, I'm still getting in there, man. I ain't studying them. I am not studying these people, man. These people
are
garbage. That's all I can say, man. I don't fit in. They do what they do, man. They got to show me, man. They got to show me.
Well, the time's coming real close.
It's coming. So, hey, I'm getting ready. I'm going to get ready. That's all. All this talking is over with. It's over. It's
going
to
be time. Leon.
Yo.
This baby boy, man, you talk to Three Love?
Yeah, I talked to that sucker about 3 or 4 times. He just called me just about 10 minutes ago.
I just called that dude early. He left the phone.
They playing cars, man. You know, he love cars. He playing them cars.
Yeah, I know.
He don't touch no phone.
Hey, Leon. Hey, man, do you think that I should fit them, man? Because either one of their cars they get, I'm supposed to think something about them, man? I just say I want to see
I
him
can
go
answer
down
that
the track.
You,
that's
Cadillac.
All I say. I'm still going to go. If he make it, he don't. I'm going to engage with them.
Yeah, but I'm going to race him. They don't need looking at
him. I'm going to race him. I told Chuck, me and him going to get down. I told Chuck.
I can't tell.
Okay, you can't tell. I can't tell either.
I put my pants on just like you do, boy.
Chuck, I'm going to meet
it's
you
all
there,
right.
Boy.
You going to see.
Hey, Chuck, hey, man, make me know it, baby. Make me know it.
Hey, Cadillac,
I got $100. So you ain't going to go.
Cadillac, Joe, can I get booking rights on your car? Can I get booking rights?
Can you get booking rights on it?
Yeah.
On what car? On which car, Terrell?
On Camaro.
Yeah, you get booking rights on it. What you gonna book that again?
I'm gonna lock you in with somebody then. Okay, thanks.
Sorry. Let me lock me in.
That was a good one.
Hey, Lee, you heard that? I got booking rights.
Yeah, you locked me in. Locked me in.
2800 Cold Killer.
Hey, Cal, make this happen, right, man. They going to put you in the blender so I have to go now.
Hey, Leah, I got something for him, baby. I got more than one Camaro. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
man.
Look at you.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Mike.
I got more than one Camaro.
Hey, man. You was both of them.
Whatever y'all talking. Whatever y'all say, man. Y'all just get to the line, man. That's all.
Hey, y'all know the next event, the pretty next event is Big Wayne race. Y'all got my going on up to Miley and touchdown, man. I think it's gonna be a pretty good turnout.
When is Wayne race?
May the third. Is the Grudge Inc race? They got about between nine and 15 races locked in up on the races up there. Be some good races.
Hey guys, Wayne's race is May 3rd over at Modern Dragway. I want to say the gates gonna open up between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm pretty sure. Let me see if I can touch with Wayne. See, y'all can test it too that Friday night. I'll call. Let me see if I can touch with Wayne.
Yeah, they ain't gonna have enough time to do it for Saturday. I'm gonna make my way up there. I want to see some good racing. Them boys racing up there. They was cutting up on Wayne's show last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what's happening.
Cadillac.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Cadillac, them goddamn sailors getting ready for you. They're making headers, man.
Hey, that's what I want them to make them headers, baby. Hey, make them headers, because you're going to need more than some headers when I get through with you, boy. You're going to need more than that. Hope your bottle's filled and your carburetor working. That's all I want you to do. Get down. I don't know if I just whip you.
Why you on horsepower?
You said what? Yeah, okay. Okay, Neon. Okay. I'm running you on everything.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna tell you a secret, man. I got Leon mode in my car.
Hey, what you got in your car? Hey, you might have a chance since you said that.
It's gonna be a tie.
Hey, you know what? It's gonna be all who can lead there first. If you got Leon mode in that, then you got yourself something, boy. You finally wise up.
Hey, he got the old mode.
Yeah. Well, if he got the old mode, he got a chance. I know when he got.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How you going to leave first?
Man, watch me.
Well,
You told me you wanted me to drive.
Didn't you tell me you wanted to do that? You said you
didn't
want to do
drive, but you told me you were going to put me in there.
It don't make no difference who get in your car.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I like that. You just watch this shot on there. That's all you do.
But if you get in there, I'm going to make it sweeter.
Yeah, you told me that. That's what you told me. I'm going to take that.
Okay.
Ain't that what you told me? You said you're going to make it sweet for me, right?
Okay. Just like you told me you was going to gap me.
Chuck,
I like that.
When it's time, Chuck, we're going to do all that. We're going to get in there. You get on the motor and you do your thing. Whatever you think.
I said get on your motor,
whatever you got to do, Chuck. That's what I said. Whatever make your car run,
get on it.
Do you have any idea which car you're going to use to race yet?
Man, for you, Chuck, I'm going to say any, mini, mighty, mo. It don't matter which one for you, Chuck. It don't matter which one for you.
So you basically want to race a ghost car?
Nah, you ain't gonna race a ghost car. Which car you want to run? You can run the blue Camaro, you run my black Camaro, or you can run my Dodge. Which one you want to run, Chuck?
Which one?
It don't matter to me.
They all fast.
You ain't even you need something. You need something really messing with me. You need something to mess with me, Chuck.
Well,
you
give
ain't
it
got
to
enough.
Me then. You generous? Give it to me.
I ain't
give it to me
nothing.
So I can break your
you
back.
You got to earn
it,
baby. You got to earn this. You got to earn this first. I'm going to get in your pocket first.
I don't know.
Then
me.
We'll talk about what you need, and then I give it to you.
80-something to
80-something. Okay. That's it. I'm going to make that 81. I'm going to make you run the doze off that one. Hey, I'm going to make you lose some weight. Why?
No, man. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, Chuck.
That ain't going to happen, man. I need to talk. I'm going to wait till I get some heat in the head. It's real tempting because you be talking so crazy, but I'm going to be quiet.
Somebody got to mute their mic, man. Use some background noise, I think, a little bit.
That's baby boy.
Hey, Wayne is on. Wayne, a minute, dog. He on the show, dog. Talk about the show.
All right.
Hey, Chuck.
Yo,
Chuck. You don't need no heat in your head.
Hey, Chuck.
Yo.
One thing I want to know, what you going to give me, man? What you going to give me, man?
You said you're Japanese.
You
going to
give me a
fish?
Wait, listen to what I'm saying now.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You going to give me a race, or it's going to be a chase? You're going to have to chase me, man. What part you going to do?
Man, I guess I'm going to be chasing
you. I believe you're going to chase me, Chuck. I believe that.
I believe so,
chase
too.
Me. Okay, that's
I'm
all,
be,
but I don't think
I'm
you're going
to chase
around.
Me all the way back to your wallet.
You know what? I'm going to check you like this. I don't believe you can come around me, Chuck. Nah.
Man, come
nah.
around.
I'm going to put it out there like that. I don't believe you come around me, Chuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to put it to you like this. I don't think you're going to go.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say like that.
You don't think so? I'll tell you what.
No.
You tell me what you want to put on there.
What'd you say?
I said
you
say
talking my language now.
What'd
you just say?
I say,
you almost talk about locking in?
What you want to lock in, Chuck?
You
got to
say, which car is it?
I told you.
I ain't
going to
lock in a ghost car now.
Which one you need? You can lock in the blue car, Chuck. You can lock in the blue car.
Okay, I'll take that. What you want to do? I'm outside already. I'm in your neighborhood.
You can lock in. As long as you got what I got, we can go.
I ain't got nothing to look like you, man. Nothing. If I did, I'd throw that shit in garbage. I don't want nothing to look like you, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. We'll see what happens. That's all. As long as you got one carburetor, got nitrous, and let's go.
I don't even have no nitrous.
My car heavier than your car, huh?
I ain't got no nitrous. I don't do that stiff stuff, man. I got an engine.
You got an engine.
You said you're going to gap me. You said you're going to go through my whole
I'm going to gap
East
you.
Eastside Strangler.
I'm going to gap you.
So don't worry about what we got.
Family.
Just
I'm
come on.
Family.
Just come on with what we Just come on with it. Don't worry about what we got. Just come on with it. That's what I'm saying all that.
Okay, Chuck. All right.
Now you're
going
to get
your word. We're
going
to get in. We're going to get it in, Chuck.
Keep your word. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. No, as long as you got what I got, we can
Hey, man, be an honorable talk
That's
show
it.
Host, man. Be an
man,
honorable
I'm
talk
gonna
show.
I'm going to honor this, boy. I'm going to honor this, and I'm going to punish you, boy. I'm going to punish you, youngster. That's my mission, to punish the East Side.
Okay.
And then go get something to eat with you. Take you to get something to eat on you.
Man, all right. Man.
Hey,
Cadillac. Stop playing.
Yeah.
What a
minute,
man. What all the
minutes? Man, the midgets, they gone to the show, man.
Oh,
I sent them to the show today, man. I let them go have their time today. I had to do this here, man. You know, I had to
they
talk
back
to y'all,
to the
man.
Cadillac, what you gonna run it with the Escalade, man, or what, man?
Cadillac Wayne talking to you, man. You hear?
Cadillac over here bullying people, man. I ain't know you was no bully, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out.
Hey, Wayne.
Boss. What up, man?
What's up, Wayne?
How y'all fellas doing tonight, man?
Man, we good, man. How you been, Wayne?
Man, working hard, man. Trying to keep my head above water, man.
Man, you gonna give us Great Goose or food when we come to your race? Which one is gonna be?
All of the above.
My man. Yeah. That's
all
what I'm talking
above.
About.
Man, I just want to have fun, put on a good show, man. You know what I mean? You know, in return of favor, you know what I mean?
Long overdue, bro.
Yeah.
Now, when is your race, Wayne?
May the 3rd.
May the 3rd, okay, exactly. May the 3rd. What time the gate open?
Mile of Michigan, the gate open at 10, racing start at 12, and we're going to race until we really ain't got a curfew.
Oh,
man,
sound like a win.
Huh?
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Like that?
Yeah, you know, at Miley, man, we done raced at 2, 3 in the morning, man.
I know. I've been there at 2, 3 in the morning.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey,
we're
Wayne.
Get in, Bo. Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, can they shake down Friday night? Is it okay for them to shake down Friday night?
I probably can get a few in, but not a whole lot because that Friday is the heads up. Racing series with them, you know, with them outlaw drag radio and, you know, all motor class and outlaw 10-5, all of them running Friday night. So there's certain cars, I probably can get about 4 or 5 people in, but the open test and tune and all that ain't going to happen. But that Thursday, it's a track rhythm. The Friday is the heads up race, the Saturday is the show. You know what I mean? But we're going to open up early. You know, the gates open at 12, so that's plenty of time, you know, to get it in. You know what I mean?
What's going on, Wayne? Terrell.
What's happening?
What's up,
brother? You all right? He's got
Spike. I'm all good.
Yeah.
I got a fishing knockoff in Chi-Town and working way up to Detroit to you.
You say what now?
I said I got a couple of heads to knock off. I got to take out some beers down here in Chi-Town first. I got to knock these little suckers off. I'm going to go up to Detroit for you.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. I'm waiting. What you got now? You still got that big block?
Small block.
Man, you ain't got no small block in that car, man. Stop it.
Look like a big block, but got small internals.
Hey, man, that's a big block, but I ain't scared of no big block, man. You know what I mean?
I know you ain't,
man. You know, as long as you ain't got no 700-inch motor, man, you know, we could try something, man. You got to be for a whole lot of money, man.
We're going to mess around, man. That's all.
Yeah. You know, we got to get some good back. You came up and knocked my boy, bro.
Yeah, we're going to do a little something, man. I ain't gonna bet a lot of money. I ain't got a lot of money to bet. But I like to have fun, though.
Hey, man. You know, get what you can, man. You know what I mean? You know. And you're racing $1 million, man. You get $500, $1,500, don't matter. You know what I mean? Let's just have fun. You know what I mean? Let's engage.
Now, check this out. You say you'll run for $500. I tell you, Kimo to run for $500. You gonna go.
Kimo think he's going to make a profit drag race. That's why he ain't did that in 5 years.
That's
man.
What I know. Jack, y'all got background noise. Somebody mute their mic because you can't hear everybody. Thank you.
I said, Kimo, you want to go for a nickel? Like, no, nah, man, I got to do it for a nigga, $1,500 and better. I said, man, it's all I got is a nickel. I come to mine, I got 500, let's run an 8 mile. You won't go. Like, oh, well, we just ain't going to race it then.
They don't want to race there, you know what I mean? I mean, if you lock in for 500, you know the pot going to get up, you know what I mean? You get up there, you know people around you going to bet, you know what I mean? The pot going to take care of yourself, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, he just want to hear himself talk, man. You wasting your time with that guy there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know that, man. Yeah. Somebody holding their phone out the window.
Oh, man, what we got going on here, man?
So, Wayne, you going to catch that background noise? You need to mute that mic.
Hey, Wayne, this Big Firm, you going to race your street car this year?
Nah, I doubt it, man. Hey, I'm putting it together a little motor car.
Hey, man, whoever got that background noise, we need to mute their mic. Now, come on, man, we can't hear.
Hey, don't y'all boys got something going on at 41 this year?
Yeah, we got something going on at 41. Big Sham race. Them stragglers going to get knocked off, man. Hey, Wayne, I'm knocking them stragglers off, man. I'm knocking them off. I'm going through their camp. They can get on I'm gonna take all three of my cars and go through them. That's what I'm gonna do, man. I ain't studying these people, man. They come over here act like they gangs, they busters, man. Man, watch this shit.
You sound crazy, man.
Man, I don't sound crazy. I'm going through y'all camp, man. I'm gonna take my boo. I'm gonna take my Camaro. I'm gonna take my Dodge. Whatever one you wanna take challenge to. I got you fated.
You talking all that. You still ain't did no racing, but you talking about all
I ain't did no racing, man. First, you got a race. You know what, man?
I tell you what.
We can race Boo to Boo. We can race. I got somebody got a Mustang that'll take care of that Mustang y'all got over there. You understand? So, I got something to take care of. Anything in that camp over there.
What about your street car?
I ain't got no street car, man.
Oh, okay.
But I can make a call. I can make a call on one.
Oh, we can make calls too, brother.
I got a 69 Boo. I got a 69 Boo. I got a 68 Camaro. And I got a 71 Dodge. Whatever one you want to get on it.
The whole one, all three of them.
You lock all three of them in. Y'all ain't said nothing. Y'all, man, I tell you.
I lock all three in a row, and I holler.
Okay, Terrell. Okay, bet that, Terrell. See you at the track, baby.
We'll lock that in?
See, you ain't got to lock nothing in. I see you at the track. I'm already locked in with you. I will be there.
What day is the race, man?
It's kind of like Joe.
The race is on the Saturday. It's on the 7th of June.
Man, I'm going to go back to the
race,
man. Captain, like Joe, you on an enclosed trailer. How the hell you get all three of those cars to the track?
Don't worry about it. I get them there.
You ain't going to get shit there, man.
Okay.
You want to borrow a trailer from us?
Well, watch that. I ain't got to borrow no trailer from you, Terrell. I need to borrow a trailer from you.
I need one.
You can't get your own car to the track. There's no man.
Ooh. I get mine to the track.
Oh,
I'm already on the trailer.
Okay. All right. I ain't going there with you, Terrell. I see you when I see you, youngster. I'm letting you know I'm coming to assassinate the strugglers.
Man, you sound crazy, man.
I know I do. I'm gonna bag it up.
You sound crazy.
Okay.
Man, you sound crazy than that thing, man.
I know I do.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. All right.
I got something to tell you, man. Your old lady took my Eastside Strangler T-shirt last night at the crib, so tell her to bring it back.
I doubt that very seriously, bro. But anyway, like I said, you stranglers, y'all stragglers,
sure.
Y'all ain't gonna be able to go back to the east side when I get finished. Because I'm gonna put Cadillac shirts on. Instead, I'm gonna make you take them gym shoes off and put some player shoes on your feet. I'm gonna put you some 40s or something on. Bring up your ties a bit. Get out the gym.
You gonna turn the GQ racer, huh?
Nah, that's it. I'm turning to player style, baby. I'm just gonna turn it up a little bit on you.
Y'all at least.
I don't know why everybody think that everybody out east they got a car. They don't know what they doing or something, man. That's what it means.
Only thing I said, man, I ain't studying the east side. That's what I said.
I just hear it a lot. You know, but I like that.
I know you do. I'm gonna prove it. We done knocked y'all off twice.
So, everybody,
man,
keep going.
Really
knock
y'all. Wait,
everybody,
wait a minute, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, we like that.
Come
yeah.
on, man.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, 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 hold on, hold on. No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, man. First of all, I gave, hold on, man. I gave Star Child a break. Okay?
Yep, you gave
him a break. That man ran through the burnout box. Hold on, that man ran through the burnout box, turned on one bulb, and took the fuck on off.
Okay, but
come
you
on,
chased
man.
Him, he won, though. But
man,
it still wasn't
on, man.
Though, bro.
And I told him, let's run back. I said, let's run back. The man never run back
okay.
for a whole year and a half, man.
Okay, man. Okay.
Come on,
well,
man.
Well,
come
well,
on.
But can
I
say one thing, man? Wait a minute. For real, can I say
come
one
on,
thing?
Man.
Can I say one thing? However it went down, did he turn the W on? Did you go after him? That's all I got to say.
I said,
didn't you go after him? I say, didn't you go after him? Did both cars leave
yeah.
the line, Terrell? Okay.
And the man didn't want to run back, man.
Well, if you say the man didn't go back, I can't make the man go back because when the man wanted to go back,
but you trying to get bragging rights, man. First of all, I gave him the warning. He said, maybe it's the break.
Terrell,
I gave
him
the break, man, but you trying to brag on that shit like you had to whip my ass and
shit,
dude. Come on, man. My brother got a small block, man. He gave a big block on Mike the break, man. Come on, man. Y'all
okay,
come here.
But it don't matter.
Come on, dude.
What I'm
bullshit, man.
It
come on,
don't matter. He the
every fucking
truck
twice,
I, man.
Hold on. Every
it,
fucking truck I came
win.
To, man.
Okay. Okay, kind of
joke. Every fucking truck I came
yeah.
to, that car was dead, man. I tried to lock in with that car. The man would not go, man.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to get the man to go with you this year. I'm going to get him to go with you.
Man,
but I'm saying, hey, Terrell, only thing I'm saying, the man whooped y'all twice. Did he not whoop your car? Whoop your car once and whoop the police car once, right? Right or wrong?
Hey,
but what I'm saying, he didn't go back, but he did race both of y'all, right or wrong?
Are we trying to go back? Tell him, come on.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. He ran y'all both times and he won both times. That's it. Regardless, if
I'm never giving nobody a break, man.
Okay,
that break shit is bullshit.
Okay, man. Okay, well I can't make nobody give nobody nothing, man. Only thing I'm saying is what you gave him, I asked you for, and you seen him at the track. You gave him to him, and he did the despicable to you, and that was it.
Hell.
So, you say you wasn't ready, but you took off and you followed him. Don't matter. He still turned on the W. You paid him. When he weighed Hootie and his car, they lost. Hootie lost that race. So that's two races on the east side that y'all did not win. That's all I'm saying. A win is a win. No matter how you won, it's a win. That's all I'm saying. So the
yeah,
same
right.
thing.
Hey, you definitely right though, Cadillac. But
okay, that's all I'm saying. But I'm saying I'm coming through there to destroy the east side. It's a difference.
Okay.
I got three of them. I got three of them. I'm gonna destroy with the Boo, with the Camaro, or with the Dodge, whatever one I feel I want to put up against it. Because I don't believe you got nothing in the tank. That's what I believe.
We some weak motherfuckers, huh? You think we got no money over here? We just weak as hell. We just running bullshit ass cars,
huh? Wait a minute, bro.
We got a junkyard here, right?
I didn't say that. No, wait a minute. Don't put words in my mouth. That ain't what I said. I just feel that y'all ain't got nothing for me.
We like that, Terrell.
That's all I'm saying, man. I ain't saying, man. Stoke, man, tell your boy what I'm talking about, man.
Trust and believe me, man. I like all that.
Man, I like that.
But he's scared,
That.
To come on the east side, though.
I ain't scared to come on the east side.
Man,
I told you, man, I was going to Kofak. Y'all didn't come over there.
Fuck all that shit, Terrell. You try to get their ass in the bean. Fuck on these. Come get their ass in the bean. That's what we want.
That's it, baby. You try to get me to the bean. And when I knock you off, I want you to come to the finish line and pay me. That's what I want you to do. And be down on one knee. That's what I want you to do. And kiss that
man,
ass, boy.
Man.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah, I'm crazy, boy.
That's what I want you to do, boy. Nah, chick,
stick yourself, Tony. Stick yourself.
You stick yourself, Ree.
Yeah, y'all got
to move
away from him, boy.
Hey, watch this here.
Y'all
got to move away from him. Hey, if it's so, then it's me, then.
We're going to make it hard on you,
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it, baby. I don't believe y'all can do that. I don't believe y'all capable of that.
I'm gonna say to you like this, man. You whoop us, you're gonna have to keep whooping them. Nah.
That's it. I know that. I know that. Wait a minute, Keith said, I already told y'all, man. It's one thing I said about y'all, y'all will go. I like that. So I'm going to make a lot of money off y'all. So y'all keep bringing daddy his money. That's all I want you to do is get out there and make that money. Fixing the radios, fixing them cars, do whatever you do. Get me my money. It's all because, see, y'all wake up in the morning with some money in your hand, you lying to go crazy. You understand what I'm saying?
For real.
Man, me and money ain't never been a stranger.
That's all I'm saying to you, boy.
Man,
get 2014, down.
2014, it's going to be, man, it's going to be real nice for the grill game.
Man, it's going to be real good to the game,
baby.
It's going
to be real nice for the grill game.
It's
going to
be real
good.
Yes, it is. Win or lose, it's going to be real good. That's all I want to do is be in it because I'm going to get paid.
Hey, kind of like.
We're going to do a lot more racing than we've been doing.
Hey, that movie Fast and Furious, remember when dude lost that race, he drove the fuck off the track, kept going? That's going to be you?
Nah, damn. I doubt that, baby. I doubt that very seriously. I think that's going to be, matter of fact, I know that's going to be, you ain't going to be able to show your face. The family going to come to the line
going?
And pay
you. Gonna drive,
yeah,
we gonna
go
you going
to
drive on 41.
Hey, I want the whole family to come to the middle of the track and pay me. That's what I want. And then when I whoop him, then I want the next one to get up there. Y'all going to come to the front of the track, front and center, lead whole time, back, back. Y'all going to do that because you're going to try to get back. I'm going to whoop you just like that. That's what I
think. Well, you know what, Cadillac? Since you got it like that, since you want to say all that, this big firm, I want you to come off in the enclosed trailer with me and pay me when I whoop your ass.
Why got to come in the inside trailer, Big Bird? Why got to do that?
I don't want nobody to see me do what I got to do to you for all this shit you talk about.
What you going to do to me, Big Bird? Big Bird, you ain't going to do nothing. Big Bird, you don't want their troubles. You just want to pay that money, Big Bird. Because if I catch you out there in your car, Big Bird, man, if it's my man, I tell you what, Big Bird, I'm going to get a raise.
Hey, Cadillac, I think you pretty.
Okay, baby. I know I'm second, baby.
No.
I just want you to get next to me. I'm going to call my man to see if I can get his car.
Thing.
And I'm going to run you, Big Perm. Big Perm, I'm going to cut your curl off, Big Perm. Big Perm, I'm going
to
cut your hair off, Big Perm. Big Perm, I'm going to cut your hair off.
I don't want nobody to see you pay me.
Whatever you say, Big Perm. You're not going to like this, Big Perm. I'm going to get a street cop. Hey, Big Perm, you know what? Big Perm, I tell you what. I'm going to call your man and see if I can get that race relocked up with you. I'm going to see if I can get that race for you, brother.
What race is that?
I'm going to get that Cutlass for you.
You don't never have to do that. I got his personal number. Don't worry about him. I got his number online. Don't worry about
you got
that.
You got it online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the race right, Cadillac, with our streetcar, and we'll try your motherfucking ass. That's how we feel. You ain't nothing.
You know what?
You ain't nothing, man. You make it right with our streetcar, we'll try your motherfucking ass.
Y'all won't be making it right. What's making it right with y'all so-called street cars?
We got a street car, man.
I guess all I got is big blocks.
Well, offer me something.
What car you talking about running, first of all, Big Perm?
You know my street car, the one you talking about, I got whooped in. You know my car, obviously,
You talking about the station wagon?
Yeah, that's what I got.
With the station wagon? Okay.
Hey. You
going to
offer me something?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
offer
you
something.
You're going to make that right.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do for you, Big Perm, because I feel a certain kind of way about you, and I'm gonna put it in the stiff. If when I beat you, I want you to cut your hair out. I'm gonna give you five, and I got the break with my dog.
That's what I feel about you. You sound like a fucking idiot. Give us four and a hit, then you come on. No, I'm gonna give y'all five, y'all let me break from behind. No, give us four and a hit, we'll try that. I got this, like, eat a dick. You say what?
Hey, I can't hear. Hey, whoever got that back noise, that background noise, you got to mute your phone, man, because we can't hear. I can't hear.
They study laughing and shit. They study laughing and shit like it's funny. Somebody doing that shit on purpose, man. Y'all stop that old kid-ass shit, man. Let these people talk,
man. No, bro, it's not being done on purpose. It's not being done on purpose. That's detailing. It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Okay. Appreciate that, man. But so now what you saying, Big Perm? Talk to me.
I said, Cadillac, you can't break from behind, so you can just forget about that.
Okay. I tried to give you what I thought was fair, man. You said give you something, give you five, you let me break. That's all.
You want to let a race car break on a street car? That sounds like a logical break. I'm just saying that sounds like a logical race to me. I'm gonna decline
you
that.
You asked me. Okay. All right. What you think is a good race for you, Perm? What you think is a good race for
you? I say, you can give me five and let me lead.
No, I ain't going to give you five and let you lead. I'll tell you what I do with you, Perm. I give you two and let you break.
How about three and lock that in?
No, I just told you what I give
you. I said, how about three and lock that in?
No, I don't want that.
Hey, Cali, you drive,
right?
I tell you what I do.
I tell you what I do.
Damn, we got
I give you a car and the brake. I give you a car and the brake.
You went from two in the brake to one in the brake? Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to bag you up.
No.
Well, you know, hey, what can I say, man?
Hey, Cadillac, you going to drive your own car?
No, I'm putting my drive in there, man. I'm putting my drive in there. I told you.
You're a Harvard driver, man.
Okay, whatever you say. I'm putting my drive in there, Terrell. I told you that from the jump, baby.
As a matter of fact, this is what we do for you. Get Wayne two on the brake, and I drive your car.
No, I don't need you to drive my car. I don't need you to. Why need you to drive my car, Terrell? I got somebody to drive it.
No, listen to me. You ain't hearing what I'm saying, man. I'm saying, look, get Wayne, to get probably two on the break, and let me drive your car.
No. Wow, this is getting dumb about a minute.
Well, I don't know if it's getting dumber, but that's what he wants. Hey, somebody wants something, but it don't mean you going to get it. I got to bring it to my advantage. Yes, sir.
We can lock that in. Hey, probably lock that in, right?
You say lock what in?
Hey, I told Cadillac Joe, get you two on the break, and I'm going to drive Cadillac Joe car.
I won the real race. Because he probably think you would throw the race. He don't know you would try to beat me because we competitive like that with ourselves. But, shit, I'll take four on the hit from you, Cadillac.
Man, Wayne, you know what? You can lay down on your stomach, man. I tell you what, Wayne, you take that white Mustang you got, and you can run me head up with my black car. I'll run you like that. My car heavier than you.
I don't have a Mustang, sir.
Oh, shit. Are you driving away from Detroit? You're driving away from Detroit, boy.
I ain't said Wayne from Detroit, man.
You said white Mustang.
What are you talking about? That's what I thought he was talking about, the white Mustang. I don't care what kind of car Wayne. I ain't studying him.
Oh, shit.
Wayne, you ain't got that
y'all, man.
Yeah, I ain't studying
none of them. Get down.
Give us that 400 hit. We'll try it. We'll try that.
No, I ain't going to give you. No, I told you what I'll give you.
I
told
you
what I'll give you, man.
We'll take that. We'll take our free car, that big Cadillac car, or whatever fuck Cadillac car you got. We'll try that. 400 hit. We ain't got no choice but to try that.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, ain't got no choice but to try it. We gambling.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Wayne.
Okay.
Wayne. Wayne fell off. Wayne fell off.
Yeah. He ain't got
white
flags
no
hey,
more.
Hey, 400 hit. Hey, just like we used to do at 41. We raise the car, we know we ain't got no business racing. Once we can make the race right, we go. It's a try. You got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, 400 hit, we'll try that.
Keep him on the line.
I'm going to let you, bro.
It's real.
Yeah.
Hey, did you and Stock Shadow, y'all race spray to spray when y'all race?
Who?
When you race Stock Shadow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This big Ray X.
Yeah, it was spray to spray.
Oh, shit. You got another one.
Oh. Hey, Kimo, hit the one button if you listen to them, man.
Man, fuck Kimo. Cadillac, 400 hit. What you want to do, man? We'll try that. Just a gamble.
Hey, Cadillac Joe.
Yeah.
Cadillac Joe.
Yeah.
It's Cal City.
What's up,
guess
Cal?
Guess who I got walking in the garage now?
Who you got walking in the garage?
One of them East Side Stranglers with the Malibu.
Which Malibu? They what?
The Malibu that say is all pimped out.
I can't hear your phone like going in and out, Cal.
The Malibu you say is pimped out.
All right. Man, tell me we gonna do something,
man.
We gonna get it in. Boo to boo, Camaro to Camaro, Dodge to Dodge, whatever. Don't matter.
Hey, Cal, you got a Malibu?
Yeah, I got a Malibu too. I told him. I got five cars, man.
You got a big block?
I got five cars. Yes, sir. Everything got big block.
You on motor?
I'm on motor and nitrous.
Okay,
do you own these cars
or
you rent them? All my cars got nitrous. I got carbureted and nitrous.
You
I don't run no. I got nitrous. I don't have no boost and no turbo. I don't run boost cars. I don't run turbo cars. I run nitrous cars. That's what I run.
Hey, man, where you from again, Cadillac?
What?
Where you from again? You from Chicago or are you from downtown? Where you from? Talking about you don't run
man,
turbo cars.
Yeah, man, I don't run no turbo cars, man.
Man,
I run just like I run.
Hey,
you
man.
Got a carburetor, some nitrous. Let's get down. I ain't studying.
Man, oh, my God, man.
Hey,
Cadillac 41, that's what goes
what
on
that,
at 41.
Man.
We run turbo cars, man. We do that at Milan. We do that at 131. We run turbo cars, man.
Hey, y'all, keep
that's
on.
Crazy,
keep
man.
On.
Man, y'all, hey, everybody up north talking about they don't run a turbo car, man. Something wrong with you, man.
Man,
y'all,
look at that. I said, if you got a turbo car, you got to give me everything in drag race. That's what I said.
What's up?
Volkswagen. What happened,
Cinerai?
Now, you was having
Volkswagen. Oh, man,
they don't.
What
you know what?
I'm
almost ready for them strugglers.
What are
strugglers at?
Man, them strugglers
right here,
man.
Right now, boy. Well, you got your ass fooled already.
The struggle.
Hey, Kimo, those struggles stay somebody scared of them, man. They trying to hold some hostage,
man.
Hey,
we don't pose no threat, man. Hey, y'all jumping on us.
I ain't studying them stragglers, man.
Hey, y'all jumping on us. What you want us to do?
Jumped on me,
lay
man.
Back? Is it less to jump on us?
No, you ain't got to lay back. Y'all came out there.
Hey,
like we told you,
you just jumped on us and we just told you how, what we like. Kimo,
you ain't got on the phone. Now they bagging up.
Ain't nobody bagging up nobody, boy. Hey,
Hey,
I'm trying to lock in with Chemo.
Hey,
now what?
Hey, man. Who's trying to lock in with me? Who said that? Who said that?
Terrell, man.
Man, Terrell want to lock in $20 on
$50.
Go ahead.
I can lock in with you,
Terrell.
Chemo, I lock in. Lock on $50 on $500. Come on, Chemo.
Terrell, I'm trying at least to get $1,500.
Come on, man. Hey, you got big checks over there. You can't cash, man, right? I need some of the big checks you said you get.
No, I definitely can't cash them, but the bank can.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to lock in $50 on $500.
You're talking a little Tony Ray, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as me and you are on the premises, we lock.
8 Mile.
Listen, you got. What we gonna lock into?
We on the premises. We gonna raise 8 Mile.
Listen, you got. Terrell, you got your hawk, right?
Yeah.
Please let me know how the hawk fits.
Watch the video.
No. Okay. Okay. Well, I tell you what.
I got a long page, man. I don't feel like saying everything is on the cards. I've got a long list.
Will you have nitrous or small or turbo? Small block or big block?
Big block on twin turbos. 12
points.
Big block
on
twin turbos?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't want none of that. Now, if you got a small block.
Yeah, right.
Small
come
block,
on.
On twins or single, I'll race it.
Like you said, we're on the same premise a lot.
You didn't hear it. Heard it. As long as it's the Hawk, fuck, as long as it's the Hawk, get your ass down.
That's what I'm talking about, boy. It's a lot.
You ain't going to do nothing. And it got to be the Hawk. Your car.
It's going to be Sub Zero, that blue car. Not no force induction and all that.
What you think Sub Zero is?
I know what it is, but I know how you stick that races. I listen to you very well.
Oh, okay.
I want the blue car.
Oh, okay. To your big block twin turbo Mustang, huh?
Yeah. 8 Mile.
There you go, shorten the track. Come on. I try you, man. You know how many years it took me to get one a single together? You ain't got. Come on, get your ass down. You all be at Wayne's Race.
We'll try. I'm trying to make it. I'm not gonna have a car though.
Huh?
I might come, but I'm not gonna bring the car.
I'm trying to fuck you up the first of the year with this twin turbo that you got. You campaigning. Fuck you up
and,
right quick.
And I'm going to clear you in the eighth.
Bet another $500 you don't.
Bet another $20 on that 50.
Boy, you just want to hear yourself talk.
But we go on the same premise as a lot. It's a race.
That's fine.
All right.
Sure. I'm gonna fuck about you.
Okay,
that's
out the way. Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Cadillac on his. He on his stomach right now.
Cadillac,
man. It's just,
yeah, hello?
The stranglers ain't never got up, and they've been racing
Cadillac.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Pern, man, I'm trying to get that shit locked in with you.
Lock what in, Pern? What you trying to get locked in?
Before I want to get some shit, you know, give me something.
I told you what you got, Big Pern. I told you.
All right, that ain't enough room, man. I ain't enough room. I ain't got enough.
All right, baby. Ain't no problem.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Now, the Hawk come with no big block and no twins. You know you lose your little 50 bucks, right?
No, we said we locked on the premises when we come to the track.
No,
we
didn't
put no flips on it.
Yeah, no, yes, you did. You said
No.
All you got to do is rewind this motherfucker. You said you got a big block with twins on it. That's all you got to do, bro.
Man,
listen, hey Terrell, I ain't even gonna. I care not to race you because you on some bullshit. A lock in.
Yeah, y'all need to quit playing the games, man. For real.
You said you had a big block with twins, man. That's what you said.
After I told you, we get to the same premises. We lock on the race to the 8th mile.
Now, sir, you said you got a big block with twins, Terrell. Yeah, I ain't said he ain't played no game with you.
I know what I said, but I locked in on that. I locked in. We locked on the same premise. We're gonna race 8th mile. You asked me how the Hawks sit, and I was like, look at the video.
Okay, we and you not gonna lock in because it's too many games being played. Me, so one thing about it, I'm gonna pay my lock up, and I ain't gonna play with you. Sub-Zero, I will lock it in with. I got a big block on twins. Now you're talking about you ain't got a big block on twins. It's the same premises. That's not what you said. I said, fuck it. I didn't want none of that. You remember that? And you said, BBB. Then I told you, fuck it. I'll run you. Since you got twins, big block with twins, I'm going to hurry up and run your ass. Is that not what the conversation was, Terrell?
You scared?
How the fuck am I scared if I told you?
Why you going back in with us then? We're going to race, Kimo. We're going to race. We'll pay lockups. We're going to race.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. When you race, you lock in what you have. See, that's what the show was about last night. Motherfucker play games. Dog, you locking in with what you going to be there racing with. If you don't come with that car, you lose your lockup, man. I mean, it's as easy as that's why I'm just ain't going to lock in with you, Terrell. It's too many games.
Yeah,
hey, Kimo, just stand down off that bed, Kimo. That ain't nothing. Leave it alone.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Kimo, this is twice.
Kimo, talking about playing games. You play games and lock up too.
I don't play games. I tell you exactly what's coming. Now, be it my car or my guy car, what we coming with, we have a forced induction stock suspension Mustang. That's what we come with. Forced induction, stock suspension, be it turbo or supercharged. It's forced induction. It's on stock suspension. And it's a Mustang. What games are we playing right there? That's just how we sit, man. Forced induction, stock suspension Mustang.
Share what you had to say there, brother.
It sounds like I hear crickets out here. And who got a twin turbo big block? Kimo, you got the twin turbo big block? Because I heard ends it out. I didn't hear the whole thing, the whole lockup.
Nah, nobody have it. See, Terrell planned on what he having. He said he had a twin turbo. Now he just, if we on the scrimmage, you can't just lock.
I gotta know what I'm locking into, who I'm locking in the race. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
man,
right.
You know, look, man, you know my car, man. I ain't gotta tell you I got in my car. We locked in, we see the same premises. Don't worry about all that. I gotta tell you all I got in my car.
Wait a minute, Terrell. Are you running, does your car have a turbo or does it have a carburetor and nitrous? Because he got to know what he's racing, man. He got to know what he's racing to lock in.
People know my car, man.
But
that's what I'm saying,
bro. Is
he locking into your nitrous car?
He
got to
find out. Right, he got to know what he's locking into, bro. He got to know that. That's what he's saying.
I haven't seen your car all winter. You can make, like everybody say, like DJ Grant say, everybody making damn changes right
changes,
now.
Changes, right.
He one mother guy that thought he was gonna run straight through the stranger. Not even worried about what you got.
You said what, sir?
Don't worry about it. We talking to each other.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to go in the private room.
Well, y'all need to go in the private room and get your priorities straight.
Man,
it's
our
you know,
man, we gotta go probably get no priorities straight, Cadillac Joe.
No, hold on, cuz. It's like this here, man. You can't lock in blind, man. You got to lock in motor to motor,
man,
nitrous to nitrous, or you lock it in nitrous to turbo.
Man, I ain't finna dissect nothing, man. I'm running my car. It's my car to hold. I gotta tell you what the fuck I got in my hood, what I'm doing this and that.
Well, I don't want to lock in.
Ain't nobody gonna lock in there, Kimo.
It's all good. What's all the little like
that? That's it, man.
That's my husband. What size
car
turbos you got? I ain't got to tell you none of that stuff, man. You lock it on my car.
Yeah, well, you got to lock in. You got to let a person know what they racing to, really.
I ain't
got to
let a person know
you
nothing,
might have
man.
A guy like me that's not going to run a turbo car. I'm not going to run a turbo car.
Cadillac,
I'm running
Cadillac,
somebody who
runs
it just like me. Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
That man, if he don't want to do it, let him do the way he wants. You don't have to teach him. You know, he knows what he's doing. Let it go.
Well, I'm just saying, man, just make an understanding good. Keep the BS out, man. That's what I'm saying, Big Wheel. Right is right, wrong is wrong, right? That's all I'm doing. Yeah. Setting it up right, that's all.
Right, you said you're going to run through the whole crew. So what
man, I'm going to run through the whole crew as long as you got what I got.
Run through the whole crew, no matter what we got.
Man, look at here. As long as you got carburetors, it's going down in some nitrous.
Man, go ahead on.
See, y'all putting that BS in. Y'all got to stipulate what you got, man. Y'all got to keep the game fair.
That's the problem with garage racing, man. Man, back in the day, you had to stipulate shit. You want to run somebody?
No,
I'm going
to
run you. Let's do this.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I got to do all this. Man, come on, man.
Okay, Terrell, it's
know,
like
back
this
in the
here,
day,
man.
You did run. You didn't care how the tire size, but you knew if you had a big block or a small block or a turbo on the car, you did know that.
That's it. You know that. That's
hey,
it.
Kimo.
Now, if you want
hey,
them trouble, you want them.
Kimo,
yes. Keep
it real. Like this big firm, though, when you tell a motherfucker you're going to run through their whole camp, do you give a fuck what they got? As long as you sit like me, I'm going to run through your whole camp.
Man, you, Terrell, I mean, big firm. I'm not even going to sit up there and try to race a big block with twins.
Hey, Kimo, I'm not talking about you and I. I'm for us, spirit. I'm saying when you make a statement out your mouth and say, I'm going to run through your whole camp, and then you come back and say, long as you got what I got.
you go ahead and you knock them down. They line them up, you knock them down.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
Hey,
Kimo,
dedicated to the
straggler. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight.
fight.
No, that's right.
That's the whole lane. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker.
See the motherfucker.
Black. Hey, it's been a good show, fellas. Y'all have a good night. This is Big Perm signing out. Cadillac, lay down on your motherfucking stomach.
Hey, Big Perm, you lay down on your stomach, put your finger in your booty.
Investigating a joint for trap.
That's what you do, Big Perm.
Hey, man, what's the weather like? What's the weather like over here?
Hey, man, we got to look cool.
Man,
it's cold up here, man.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be nice
next
week, though.
Oh, okay.
Sunday is supposed to be 55, 60. We're going to the track.
Next Sunday? Or this Sunday?
This Sunday.
No. So next Sunday should be even better, huh?
I'm going to smell them funky rims. Ain't that what...
No,
Post-Stock Joe. Good Lord, Mama, can you smell those fucking ribs?
You better keep your eye on Post-Stock.
Post-Stock. Why you say
that somebody
got to keep
their eye on it? They got on Grudge. Grudge Racing, they had a cop.
Yeah.
You say, what about a Grudge Racing?
I mean, you get to the line, partner.
Can't get there quick.
All east side, lay down on your stomachs.
Hey, see, let me tell you something. We're all fucking with Chemo.
Hey,
Chemo.
Chemo.
Yeah.
Chemo.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you, man, because you always talking about, man, I'm going to y'all own camp. I don't care what the strugglers got over there.
I am, but I ain't fucking with no twin turbo
Mustang. See what I'm saying? Then you talk about what we say. Oh, man, I ain't shit. I can't fuck with that shit. You always say that shit. Every show you get on, fuck those struggles. I'm going to the whole camp.
Hey, Terrell, did you not hear me say, come on, get your ass down? As long as it's the green mouse, as soon as you get your ass down, then you tell me, oh, no, I'm coming with my car.
What I'm saying is that. Keep my life fucking with you, boy. Because you're always fucking with me.
Get them all.
Us.
There's more on the side.
Hey, Terrell.
Larry, what's happening, Larry?
That sounds like Leon.
Hey, Terrell.
I heard Larry, man.
What up?
Put it in your mouth.
I heard Larry, too.
Somebody showed him to put it in his mouth. Who got that? Hey, man, y'all got some skits on here, man.
Whoever said put in my mouth be y'all drinking watermelon.
Oh,
man, who was that? You be drinking watermelon, whoever said that shit.
Fuck your mouth.
Huh?
Wow.
Cadillac Joe.
Yeah.
You be drinking watermelon, huh? Keep on.
I've been drinking watermelon. I ain't had no watermelon, man. What is you talking about?
Go faggot
ass. What
are
you talking about? Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm a long way from that. I tell you what you do, though. I tell you what you do. You bend over and let that bumper tap you right there where you, good Lord, split you.
Hey, boy, I see you, boy. Hey, Cadillac Joe, when I see you, boy, I'm going to smack you, boy.
Yeah, that's your next job, boy. That's your next job.
Hey,
I'm going to knock you
cool,
into the bar, boy.
Be cool.
I'm going to smack you, Cadillac Joe, when I see you.
Your next job. Hey, when you do, you better say, tell your peeps you see them later when you see them.
Y'all done opened one and said, don't kill Mike. Talk about they going to slap somebody.
I don't know. What you think you going to slap?
Y'all, come on, man, with that.
Hey, Terrell. Hey, Terrell, you know what, Terrell?
Yeah.
Terrell, open up your mouth.
Y'all see the track, but I'm going to smack you, boy.
Hey, Terrell, that's your next job, partner. That's your next job.
Chemo.
Yeah.
Timo, I'm gonna smack you too, man. I see you.
Hey, there you go. He tried to go around the board with it. Come on,
see,
for real.
A lot of people ain't feeling too good nowadays. It's starting to get warm, so.
I don't know.
Ain't feeling good.
Hey, Terrell. Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Hey, you need your medicine, man. You didn't get your medicine this morning.
Wow.
Hey, man, I got something for you, man. You need your shot, man. I got your insulin over here, man. I'm going to give you
insulin
shot, man. I'm going to give you insulin shot.
Hey,
I don't want you smacking nobody, man. I don't want you smacking nobody. I like you, Terrell. You all right. I like you, Terrell. I don't want you smacking nobody, man. I strictly want the East Side to still be around. I got to have the East Side around. But there's one thing I'm going to say, East Side. It's good talking to you boys. Y'all boys all right with me.
Hold it out.
Oh, man.
But so does that mean you ain't got to lay down on the jack stand tonight and toot it up?
Can't get around it, no more.
Can't
get around it.
Terrell.
Get over it. Can't get over it.
This is a chance. This is a chance. That sound like Baby
Boy. Hey, Terrell, yes, that's your song, baby. That's your song. You're going to have a chance, baby, to have it your way. A track near you, Terrell.
And why them stranglers always picking on the handicap?
Free my nigga Smoke! Free my nigga Smoke!
You know this shit do crazy. Hey, Tim Man.
Niggas try me, catch 50 first. Chopper so big, nigga, hit reverse. I'ma draw down on you and your partner so perfect. You won't think this shit will hurt. I can speak the verse, but can't handle the repercussions. AK clips to Russian.
Kelly,
that you rapping?
Yes. Hey, I'm practicing, man. I'm practicing, Kimo. I'm trying to get together, Kimo.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Kimo, when I put them East Side down, I got to give them something to talk about so they can get something to listen to, man, get their mind right. I got to get the East Side mind right because they want to get a little vibe. They want to hit folks. I'm going to hit them with this here, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, I'm going to hit them dead in their mouth. I'm going to hit them dead in the mouth, man. Boom, there you go.
Yeah,
hey, Kimo, check that out. Check that's it. That's it.
Look like I'ma die for me.
That's it.
I've been grinding outside all day with me. Then they ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitters. This rap track and I evolve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Smoke some, get drink.
Hey, that's it, my hitter. Hey, Kimo, that's dead in his mouth.
Hey, it's 29 days in a wake-up before I be in action, baby.
That's it, baby.
Hey, sir, be
hey,
out
hey, I'm right behind you, Kimo. I'm going to be right behind you, baby. I'm happy for them. Hey, I got my hitters together.
I'm gonna play that song after I knock Wayne off.
That's it. My hitter. That's it, baby.
That's right.
Hey,
Kimo.
I'm gonna put Wayne on
Kimo.
His back.
What up, Big Will?
Hey. Wayne was on there earlier. I was trying to ask him. He don't have white trash no more.
Yes, he does.
It's still white, right?
I believe it is. Yeah. I ain't heard him go get it painted or nothing.
But I know somebody asked him about the white Mustang. He said he don't have a white Mustang. So I don't know.
No. It was two Wayne's on the phone, Will. It was two Wayne. He got it confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wayne.
Big Perms. Yeah, Big Partner is Wayne, and then yeah, Wayne from Never Scared.
Oh, okay.
That's
that was Big Pern. Okay.
Hey, that record right there, that's especially for Wayne right there. Big Pern, that's him. That's his record right there.
Oh, seven.
Hey, Terrell, I got to look this for everybody, man. Hey, you know, that's the bus stop. Hey, Terrell, that's what you're going to be on. Get down and give me some more, baby. Don't toot it up either, Terrell. Don't you toot it up.
I'm going to pay your ass a check.
Hey, Terrell. Hey, just as long as it gets paid, Terrell, that's all, baby.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to pay you a link.
What?
I'm going to pay you a link.
Yeah, okay. I got one put right in your mouth.
I paid one.
Hey, Terrell, I'm going to get you what you like. You know you like them peaches, right? I'm going to get you a set of them peaches, boy. Let you go.
No, I'm not from Georgia.
Yeah. That's your theme song right there.
Hey, Cadillac, hey, you better stop playing that song, boy. You're going to start some shit playing that song.
Cadillac, yo.
Whose song is that? Oh, man. Hey. Hey. Yeah.
This
cow sees,
man.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Hey, cow. Hey, Cal,
that's on now, Cal, that's on.
Right here,
hey,
it's right here,
Sister Red, he got the flashlight, he's trying to... Yeah, I let me down, babe. Ooh, I just can't find your babe. Right, right, I'll never die.
Were you a DJ at one time?
What?
Yes,
sir.
Were you a DJ at
one
time? Yeah.
Kimo.
What
was your name, Cadillac? What was your DJ name?
Cadillac. Man, he was a clock before he was a...
So I can't get around it. So low, you can't get around it.
You say what?
Do you know what song makes them hoes get freaky?
Yeah. Hit the road, baby. That's it.
With the groove I only got, we should all be moved. Ready or not.
Hey, Struggle, this is my show. I do the way I want to. That's it, Struggle. Hit the road, Struggle.
Hey.
Y'all come
hey,
in town.
Hey,
Cal,
I'm on for a minute.
Come on. I'll catch you later. I'll catch y'all later.
Yeah, I'm here for some help.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. 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 First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, rap, track, and I evolve my hitter. You looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some you smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Yeah, on the rock, what that they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you need to wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
Kali, you got that act right if them niggas act up.
Man, you know, I make them get back in line, Timo. I don't know what's wrong with them strugglers, man.
What up? This baby boy, man. What you say he got that act right of a dude do what? Get out of line.
Hey, Kimo. Them east side think they think somebody's stupid, man. They want to play games, man.
Hey, Kimo, I'm going to tell you a story, man, how I knew, how long I've been on Cadillac Joe. Back in the day, I used to hustle, man. He used to buy bags from me, man, but he was always short. And we became cool,
oh,
man.
Come on, struggler. With this here, man. Come on. We need to laugh. Come on, struggle. Come on, get it right now. Get that right now, struggle. hey, Kimo, you see, you only got one punch left. Oh, man.
You know how it go, man. Said,
yeah, whatever, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, there's one thing I say about them east side. They good to get a laugh off of. They good to go.
Hey, it's the East Side.
Little motherfucker gonna try to rob me. Well, I'm gonna show you how we do it up here.
They got one guy over there with that Camaro, a white Camaro. Who is that?
That's Ground and Pound.
Oh, that's Ground and Pound. That guy was mad one day at Skin. Boy, he wanted to fight Skin. I said, oh, damn, that man gonna pound Skins in the ground.
Hey, you gotta have someone to get that start.
What a shame.
Hey, just let me assess you.
My lady at the casino.
He got the last $2.
She lost all the money.
Do them like a slot machine. I'm a player.
She said, don't feel sorry for me.
So I got to get something.
Don't feel sorry, honey.
Hey, Terrell, did you get that?
Oh, yeah. There you go. All
right. Hey, you like that right there, Kimo? Hey, Terrell. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. talking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my...
Hey, this intermission time, we going to get it in. Get up so high. Hey, get you a cup of ice water and pour some of that good Kool-Aid in it. Here's to you, brother. That's what I'm drinking, also Kool-Aid. Hey, them young boys don't know nothing about that Kool-Aid, man. They don't know nothing about that thing.
Get on you boys tomorrow on KO show.
All right, man. Guess we'll shut it down a little early tonight.
Okay.
All right. Who else on the line?
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down.
Anybody wave.
Come on,
like
sir.
All that move. Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all
say that to everybody. Do you sing? Do you sing? Let it play out.
Here we come. Getting down on the one with you.
On the move, I take a shot of time.
coming up.
But just to dance away out of our constriction. Gonna be cruising up and down, hang up alleyway. You're the only guy. We shall all be moved.
We don't fail me now.
Give you more of what we're fighting for. We don't fail me now. Here's my chance to die. My way.
Do you promise to fall?
The hope of nothing but the fall.
One nation under a roof, getting down for the fall of it. One nation and we're on the moon.
Can't kill him without him. Three crazy, front pocket on bill.
Kicking my CJ, cooling, about to smoke another hole. Kicking my feet up, young nigga Cheeto, probably rolling with your hoe. Now all these folk got on the straight by where I be and where I go. I heard nigga was looking for me, pussy nigga, here I go. Pull a whole band, made the AP glitch. She don't wanna fuck me, she wanna fuck my wrist. Tell her like Young Joe, fuck that bitch. Bought a 357, went back to the neighborhood, but that bitch.
You niggas better go with the bus and shit. I sent 50 to empty out another clip. I'm west side, ride by Lucille. On the phone, see him with my little cousin here.
I'm on the south side right now. Ain't nothing in the wood but some dope and some tools.
Hey, my nigga, we so deep, so no even if it ain't on me, I'm shot like a fool.
I know nigga that could work, bitch. Ride with bricks like it's no risk. Buddy, yeah, he caught two fans on some motherfucking four. Get
buddy niggas that they need, that's a pussy to me. 10 years in the game, still a rookie to me. You don't like what I'm saying, hear me, it's how you pay right.
Alright, fellas, good night. We have a TV show tomorrow night on Terrible's show. Call them tomorrow night. And let's do our thing.
Yeah, appreciate everybody listening to this stuff.
Appreciate everybody calling in. Please don't forget, Terrible's show tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And we'll keep it going. He will pick up from what we're talking about tonight.
Come on, at 9 o'clock Chicago time, y'all.
9 o'clock Chicago time?
Yeah.
And let's keep, you know, let's keep doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Mr.
we
want to
thank everybody for tuning in.
He will start with the funk tomorrow. He will do his thing. So if y'all think he ain't gonna do it, watch Jelly up there for you tomorrow.
There's one nation under the roof.
So why can't you get around it?
So low you can't get under it.
So high you can't get over the high.
Can't get over it. To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we shall all be moved.
Kind of like, you got any more words for the first show again tonight?
Cadillac, I want that. Cadillac, Cadillac, baby, I'm
what's going on?
Escalade, baby.
Escalade, Rome.
Hey, we rode down on
the
girls.
The field, baby.
We let them girls know how we want it.
Hey, don't tell me now. Giving you more of what you're talking for.
Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the 100 believers. Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.